We learned that Mishnah Ayinam Ralas, the Mishnah says that in order to be chayv to pay kefil and dal behe, you have to have two kosher eidim testifying. Hadas baldin is good for the keren, but it's not good for the kefil, and it's not good for the dal behe. So you have to have gonad al pishnaim, talach machar al pishnaim aherim is also okay. There's no problem of chotzi dover. There's no problem of dover or chotzi dover. Okay. What if gonav amachah b'shab is gonav amachah l'avadizora? So there's no kamda b'dirabinei, so he's chayv. If it would be gonav atavach b'shab is gonav atavach l'avadizora, so then the next Mishnah draws a contrast. Where's the next Mishnah? Gonav atavach b'shab is gonav atavach l'avadizora. That's on Ayin Dalar on the base. It says then it's kamda b'dirabinei. Gonav amachah b'shab is gonav amachah l'avadizora is an aveira. Gonav Mamacha B'Shabbos is an Issa D'Rabbanan of Mecca Chomemka. What's the din of Mochar B'Shabbos? And he violated the Issa D'Rabbanan of Mecca Chomemka Zer Hashem Yichta. What's the din? Is the Kinyan Chal or is the Kinyan not Chal? If the Kinyan is not Chal B'Rabbanan, then you can raise the question, what's the din of the Ganav Meida Mechira? Says in Chumash Tovach HaMochar. So what if Mochar on the level of the Raisa the Mechira was Chal? On the level of the Rabbanan, the Mechira is not Chal. Why is the Mechira not Chal? If the din would be that Mocha B'Shabbos, the Mechira would not be Chal. How can they make such a change in the Halacha? They have a right to change whatever din they want in Mamluks. Hefke bez nefke. So if you would have such a Kinyan, which Min HaTorah is Chal Medir Rabbanan, it's not Chal. Would you say that he's Potter from paying Dalet Hey? Would you say that since Medir Rabbanan, the Mechira is not Chal, so the Ganav would be Potter from paying Dalet Hey? Never chal. Yeah. The Gemara has a machlokes we learned earlier. Machlokes. What if mochar before yiush? What if the ganav sells before yiush? So it's loya hanamaisa. If the ganav sells after yiush, then yiush shinuush makes it that the kinyan takes effect. If he sells before yiush, the kinyan is not chal anyway. The kinyan doesn't take effect anyway. So what's taka the din? Ganav mochar koidim yiush, where it's loya hanamaisa. We did a maisa mechira, which is absolutely not chal whatsoever. So we pass him that you are chayv. Ganav amachar koidem yiush is chayv af agav deloya hanamaisa. So you can't prove in the Mishnah one way or the other whether mochar b'shabbos, you can't prove whether the mecher min haTorah is not problem. The ganav amachar b'shabbos and mechira is chal. The rabbanon, this probably an issa deraisa to sell on Shabbos. Probably uvda dechol. To sell something on Shabbos is probably uvda dechol. But that's not, that's your mevatel and it's sesi of Shabbos. And Bar writes on Chumash in Parsha Samar, he has a long arichas that many of the, he says, how does one imagine Shabbos on the level of their Isa? You're permitted to carry in a carmelis. So whatever you can make in Erev, obviously it's only a carmelis. So in all the big cities in Europe, they made an Erev. So obviously it's only a carmelis. And carrying and some money is only muktzeh midirabbanan. And going shopping is only a gzeirah shem yichtov. So you can go shopping on Shabbos in all the big cities, carry all the money in your pocket, carry home all the packages. Hachana, if you don't do a malach, is only with the rabban to make preparations. So the women, the husbands and the wives, they go to work all week long. Shabbos they have off. So they go shopping on Shabbos. So they buy everything on Shabbos, carry home all the packages. Amir the Nachri is mutter. So you can have the Nachri sign everything and write everything and drive you in the car. Nachri will drive me to the store, drive me back home. I'm going to carry home all the packages. Everything is mutter min haTorah. It's all mitzvah d'rabbanan. So Rambam says, how do you imagine Shabbos? So he says, all of these are isurim averis mitzvah d'rabbanan. Min haTorah, it's not an avera, but you're still not going to carry the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why did the Chacham have to add an isur? Because they saw that the people, if you tell people it's only a bitla mitzvah of Shabbos, so they don't get that excited. If you tell them you're doing an avera, so then it's more severe. You have a lot of times like that in the Gemara, that you have a din. Something is awesome in our Torah, something is mamish awesome in our Torah, but it's not enough. Some of the rabbis, they had to be mechazikid, so they made tumen. Let's say a mace is awesome, no. So sometimes that's not enough to get people not to be nana, so they had to make that certain parts of the mace are mitame, even with the rabbanon. In our Torah, they're not mitame, certain parts are only mitame with the rabbanon, in order to be mechazik the Yisrael. In our Torah, we mentioned, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a cherem hakadmainim. In the end of Eben Ezra it says, "Zecheres hakanmanim shalola hakosas ishtoi." You're not allowed to beat up your wife. It means min haTorah, it's a mitzvah to beat up your wife. Only with the rabbanon they made this chumre. No, it means there's an issur deraisa to beat up your wife, but the people weren't so careful about it. Sometimes they would beat up their wives. So they made a cherem. A cherem means whoever violates this avera min haTorah is cursed. Achera means you should drop dead. It's a klala midirabbanim. The klala midirabbanim means the rabbis cursed him. It's not only a klala midirabbanim and a Torah, it's not a curse. It's a curse min haTorah. But the rabbis cursed him. Killas chacham is worse than killas amoritz. Bichas hedyet is okay. The Gemara said bichas hedyet is meaningful. Killas hedyet is not that meaningful. Killas chacham is worse than a killas hedyet. Afil al tanaim is kayemes. So you have a lot of times something is an isid, something is not right in atara, and the rabbana they had to be mechazikit, so they added isur. So the mecher b'shabbos is min atara, it's not right to sell any merchandise on Shabbos. It's a violation of Ubdechol, but Midirabban, they made it that it's an Issa. Yeah, it's an Issa, Gzeira Shem Yichtov. It's a Gzeira Midirabban. So you cannot prove from the Mishnah the fact that Ganav Amacha B'Shabbos is Chayv Dalad Dehei doesn't necessarily prove that the Kinyan is Chal, because if the Kinyan isn't Chal, how can you say the Ganav is Chayv Dalad Dehei? The Ganav is Chayv Dalad Dehei, if he does the Mecha before Yish, even though nothing is absolutely nothing is Chal. It's Lo Yehanam Aysim, it's still Chayv. So you can't prove in the Mishnah one way or the other. It happens that a Choshimish, but it says in Shulchan Aruch Nechel Shabbos, it says that if one does a Mecha B'Shabbos, the Mecha is Chal, and the Haichach is from the Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia. The Gemara says that if a person does a Kinyan on Shabbos, even though it's abnormal to violate an Issa Dirabana, that's irregular, but the Gemara says nonetheless, the Kinyan does taste and effects. It happens that it is Chal. But even if it wouldn't be Chal, it would also be, the Ganav would also be Chayv Dalad Dehei, just like Ganav Mochar Koidim Yush. Yeah, what would you say if the Ganav, what kind of Kinyanim work? You have to make a Kinyan that works on Metalkalim. Meshorba says Metalkalim. So one of the Ganav's, what Kinyanim work on Metalkalim? Chazok, it doesn't work. Chazok only works on Karka. Shtar only works on Karka. The Gemara says Metalkalim Labanem Evid Shtarim. So if the Ganav is going to sell the Shorba said to Alokeya, Alide Chazoke, or Alide Shtar, that's the wrong Kinyan. That just doesn't relate to Metal. What if we'll sell Alide Kesef? Which Kinyanim do work? So Yad works, and Chotza works, and Hagbor, Meshicha, and Mesira. You do Mesira on the Behemah, Mesira works. What if the Ganav will sell the Shorba Alide Chalipin? Chalipin works on Metal. What if the Ganav will sell Alide Moos? So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yechon of Ishlokish. Rabbi Yechon holds that Vartara Mois Kainis. And it's only with the Rabbanon that they cancel the effectiveness of the Kinyan Mois. And they said that instead of Mois, you have to make a Kinyan Meshicha or Kinyan Hagbor. And Ishlokish holds that Mois are not Kainis at all. Only Meshicha and Hagbor are Kainim in our Torah, and Mois don't work at all. So Rover Rashi happens to pass like Ishlokish, because the Gemara in Bav Metzia quotes Rava saying Kro Masnit and Messiah later Rish Lakish. There's a pasuk in Vayikra and there's a Mishnah Me'ilah that seems to support Rish Lakish. So Rashi says, well, if Rava says that Rish Lakish is supported by Kro Masnit, so that seems to indicate that that's the halach. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and says that it's not correct, because Rava is the one who says in the beginning of Perek Acholot in Yevamos, in the fourth Perek. So Rava says there in Acholot that in all the cases where there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yechonim and Shlokish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechonim with three exceptions to the rule. And he doesn't mention this case, that Vartare, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yechonim and Shlokish, which works. So it would appear that Rava is the one who says, Kro Masait the Messiah later of Shlokish. He himself says in the Yivam that we don't pass like Shlokish over here, by this issue of Mois Kainis Vartare. So what does he say, Kro Masait the Messiah later? He said, Taisus quotes the Rabbi Natam, the Kroah Masnita is L'chair Messiah L'Ele Rish Lakish. If you read the Pasuk superficially, and you look at the Mishnah Me'ilah superficially, it seems to support Rish Lakish. After investigating it a little further, you come to the realization that it's not Messiah L'Ele Rish Lakish. Rabbah was saying a Shtikl Torah. He wasn't saying Halacha L'Maisi. He didn't say bottom line, Kroah Masnita Messiah L'Ele Rish Lakish, and therefore Rish Lakish is right, Rabbi Yechanan is not accepted. No, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, but in this year, he said that there's a pasuk and a mishnah that seem to support Rish Lakish, but after thinking about it, it's not really so. So Rav HaRishonim don't follow Rashi. Rav HaRishonim hold the dinas like Rabbi Yechanan, like normally we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan holds that Vartara Mois Koinais, and with the Rabbana Mois are not Koinais. So what's taka the din if the Ganav will sell the Shorva said, which is Metaltonah? If he sell Karkas, or Karkas Niknas Bekesef, or Bishtar, or Bechazok. So Shtar and Chazok, the Gemara's Beferish, don't work by Metalton, don't work by Shorvasev. What about Kesef? So Kesef works by Karka, that's a Mishnah. Karka Niknas Bekesef, Bishtar, Bechazok. What about by metaltalin, where we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan, that Dvar Torah, Moyes Koinois, but with the Rabbanon, they said, Moyes should not be Koinois. So where does that leave you? That's like making Chazoke, Oshtar, on metaltalin. That with the Rabbanon, they just canceled the whole Kinyan, so it just doesn't work at all? Or do you say, no? That's like the Ganef selling Koidem Yiyush, that it's Loya Hanamaisot. But still, if the Ganav sells, that's the passing of Chumash. That if he sells before Yush, even though Lo Hanam Ha'isa, we did a Ma'isa Mechira. So here also, maybe since Menat Torah Moes are Koinois, so Mederais, if you make a Kinyan Moes, it's Chal. Even though the Rabbanu, they canceled the effectiveness of the Kinyan, with the power of Hefka Bez Nehefka that they have, they canceled the effectiveness of the Kinyan. But maybe they can't cancel the Shema Kinyan. They can't declare we're crossing it off of the books that when you make a Kinyan Moes HaMetaltalim, it's not called a Kinyan at all. So what would be the din? Let's say Bizman HaZeh, after the Chachamim canceled the Kinyan Moes, would you say that if the Ganav sells the Shor B'Seh Ayidei Mo'os, the Lekech paid him all the money, but he didn't do the Mashiach yet. So when Atari the Kinyan is Chal, the Rabbanon the Kinyan is not Chal. Doesn't mean, it's like Lo Yahanamaisa, they made a Kinyan, but it's Lo Yahanamaisa. They say no. With the Rabbanon they canceled the whole Kinyan. So it's like making shtar or chazake on the talpun, which is not good. So the Gemara here on Ayin on the Days talks about a situation that Ganef is selling the shor b'seh to the lakeach al yidei kinyan moes. The lakeach tells him, "Akot slachteinu b'teinosi, itikni li ganei b'secho. Sell me the shor b'seh, the stolen." The lakeach knows that he's buying stolen goods. There's also no big tzarik. He knows that the fellow's a ganav, he knows that he stole a behemoth, and the lekeach wants to buy it anyway. There's a market where they sell stolen, used to sell right around the corner, over here. Uh-huh. On 184th, it used to be where they stole all the cars. So if anyone in New York was missing a car, just go right over here, you would find it. Now the police cleaned up the neighborhood, so no more stolen cars here. They used to have, not far, they used to be the drug center of the world. It used to be a few blocks from here. We lost our yichas, no more drug center of the world. So the Gemara wants to know over here, what if the Ganef is selling? They know the location where the Ganef sells stolen behemoths. So the Lekech says, "Sell me your stolen behemoth. How much do you want? How much do you want for the stolen behemoth?" He wants $50. So he says, "Pluck off $50 worth of, pluck off 3 bushels worth of fruits. Teinu mitenasi. That'll be $50 worth, and that'll be a kinyan mos, and I'll be kinyan of your shor b'seh." So the Gemara seems to say that in such a case, the Ganef would be chayv to pay dal behemah. The Gemara just discussed what would be the din if it happens on Shabbos. So the Ganef is plucking off the payrus on Shabbos, he's being mechal Shabbos, and bevasachas beidna simultaneously with his chidl Shabbos, he becomes chayv to pay dal behemah because the kinyan mos is causing the shor b'seh to be sold to the lakeah. So maybe there's a kamla b'dirabbanei, maybe not. That's what the Gemara talks about.
Does he have to know that it's stolen?
No, the lekech doesn't have to know. But the way the Gemara describes the case, it sounds like the lekech knows. The tikni li ganei b'secha. Sounds for the Gemara. That's an interesting shaila. What I mean, what if the Ganef Sel Sherva said the lekech didn't realize that it's stolen? If he would have known that it's stolen, he would have never bought it in the first place. So would that be considered a mekach toes? And if that's a mekach toes, so then maybe the ganav should not be chayv to pay dollar dehe, because the whole kinyan was mechal. What if the ganav sold before yiyush? So his mamish not chal. So that's for sure a mekach toes. So it's a good question. If the ganav sold before yiyush, the lekech wanted to buy something that's going to be his. If the lekech would have realized that he's not going to acquire ownership, because it's you, the lekech would never have agreed to buy it. And nonetheless, we paskin that the ganav is chayv dalam hay, so we ignore the fact that it's a mekach toes. That's what it seems from the Gemara before. We ignore, that's a very strong point. We ignore the fact that it was a mekach toes.
This is considered chalipin, taking the
So that's what the Rabbi Natan says over here, that this is chalipin shove b'shove. Rabbi Natan suggests that this is not Kinyan Mois. Rabbi Natan asked in the Taisa, "Sign of a base, Mama Kutz Tainim and Tainos, Ima Mascha Boima." So he says, "Hechidami, what's the case? Either Kamu Gineva Bachatzer Shalakev Shasa Kitze, If the shavus is in the chatzer of the lakeach is kind of the kinyan chatzer. So what is the Gemara hacking so much about the kinyan moiz, whether it was chal, not chal? It's a kinyan chatzer. What are they talking about? Ela deleise b'chatzer shalakeach, the sixth line, seventh line. Ela what deleise b'chatzer shalakeach? So what are you going to tell me? It's not in the chatzer of lakeach. So the ganef is being mocked into lakeach via kinyan chatzer. So tes akasha. Forget about the issue of kam lebi derab minei. Dalme hacha, remove from here the issue. Dalme hacha chiyav Shabbos. La mechirihi, the kinyan is not chal. Why? So what I pointed out, maybe dvar Torah mois kain is that rabbi in tam hol. That's a davar pashut that I'm wrong. Dvar Torah mois kain is that's out of the question, unless they're going like the rab, unless they're going like Rashi. That we pass like Rish Lakish. No, the Rabbi Netam the Balei Atesis disagree with Rashi all over Shas. The whole Rashi is not right. Rashi says we pass like Rish Lakish. That Meshichim Mefureshis Menatera and Mois are not Kurdish. Atesis says the one who disagrees with Rashi. They hold that the Din is like Rish, like Rabbi Yechanan. That Dvar Torah Mois are Kurdish. Only with the Rabbanon they canceled it. So Atesis assumes that Dava Pashut. With the Rabbanon they canceled Mois, that is nothing to discuss. So if the Ganav sells the Shar Vesali Dei Kinya Mois, he will not be chayv dalav hay. Even if he sells on a weekday, he will not be chayv. Why is it such a davar pashut that he's not chayv dalav hay? But on the books he made a kinyan. With the rabbanon they canceled the effectiveness of the kinyan. They said that it's not effective. But on the books he made a ma'aser kinyan. It should be like selling before years. As long as the ganav made a ma'aser kinyan. Furthermore, there's a Rashi in Perek Hazor. Rashi sounds like he says, and there's a Rambam in Hilchos Trumas. But the Rambam seems to say the same as Rashi, that if you all like Rabbi Yechanan, the Dvartara Mois Kainism and the Rabbanim, they cancelled it, they never really cancelled it. Dvartara Mois Kainism and the Rabbanim Mois Kainism, except if either party backs out, they can back out. Minatara, once you made a Kinyan Mois, you can't back out. Because Mois Kainism is Dvartara. That's settled. That's the end of the story. So Pasuk. And the Rabbanim, they said, if either the Moicher or the Lekech wants to back out, after Mois, before they made a Meshicha, so you can back out, except that they said whoever backs out will give him a mishapara. But if you're prepared, sometimes they won't give him a mishapara. There's a big hefset involved, they won't give him a mishapara. But even with the Rabbanon, there are those, there are Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam hold, even with the Rabbanon, that Mois HaKoinis. So Taisa seems to hold not at all. Taisa seems to hold, even though the Bar Torah Mois HaKoinis, unless Taisa goes like Rish Lakish. But why should they go like Rish Lakish, that Mois doesn't work at all by Metalplan? Pashto says that Tesis goes l'shitasa. Tesis always holds to be passed like Rabbi Yechanan. The Torah Mois Kainas. But they all that the Rabbanon number one they canceled the Kinyan Mois. Not that they said we give you the ability to back out. Number two they hold once they canceled the Kinyan Mois. So it's like crossed out from the books. So it's like making a Kinyan Shtar or Chazoke on the Shorvah set. That's not called Loya Hanamaisa. It's not that he made a Kinyan but it just doesn't take effect. You make a Kinyan Shtar, a Kinyan Chazoke on the Talpun. So there's nothing. It's considered as if you never made a Kinyan. So even if you make a Kinyan Mois, once the Chachamim cancel the effectiveness of the Kinyan Mois, a Mois never works by Metalkman. So it's as if he made a Shtar or a Chazok. So he's not going to be Chayiv Dalavei. So Taisa just pulls in from a different angle. That the Mois, if he paid the full Dmei HaMekach, so it should be good B'Torah's Chalip and Shoveh B'Shoveh. That's the Rabbi Natam. That's what they say. Mi'ul Epirish Rabbi Natam Nicha the Meforash Adi Per the Avdi Chalipin. Rabbi Natam says there are two kinds of kinyonim that are called chalipin. There's chalipin of suder, and there's chalipin of shavu b'shavu, barter. Chalipin of suder is, let's say you have a multi-million dollar property, and I agree to buy it. Then we negotiate, our lawyers negotiate a price, we fixed it at $4.8 million, right? Agreed upon. Then I give you a handkerchief, and I'm kind of the building. So the handkerchief is a tashlumin. It's not a golden handkerchief. The handkerchief is not worth $4.8 million. So I give you the handkerchief, that's a symbolic act of Kinyan, that the house now belongs to me. And then it's self-understood, after the whole negotiations, I have to pay with the $4.8 million, pay by cash, by check, whatever it'll be. So that's one Kinyan Chalipin, where you give a Suder, it's just a representative Kinyan. There's another Kinyan Chalipin, HaMachlev Shor B'Seh, I say I need a Shor, and you say you need a Seh, Shor B'Hamor, I say I need a Hamor, and you need a Shor. So one makes kimi konezeh and this chayv zeh b'chalipa. One takes when you have a barter of shava b'shava. I'm going to give you five shvarim and you're going to give me one seh. I'm going to give you five seh and you're going to give me one shor or something like that. So whenever there's a chalip in shava b'shava, so the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia kimi shikonezeh, It's chayv zebach alipa. When one gets, so the other one is kind in exchange. So the Rabbeinu Tam says when they were mevatel a kinyan moes, they were never mevatel kinyan chalipin. They were never mevatel either branch of kinyan chalipin, not chalipin of sudar and not chalipin of shava b'shava. Chalipin of shava b'shava still works. And even though we have a klal in the Gemara that peiri lo yavdi chalipin, what does that mean, peiri? What do you need for kinyan chalipin? I said yesterday, everything in the world is divided into two categories, tiva and pera, matbeis and commodities. Yeah, but over here it doesn't mean that. Peris is no good for chalipin, so the only thing that's good for chalipin is matbeah. No. The only thing that's good for chalipin is a kli. The only thing that's good for chalipin is a kli. You cannot make chalipin if I give you an apple in exchange for which I want to be carried to your house. That's not good. I give you a tuna fish sandwich and I say, take the tuna fish sandwich. In exchange for this, I want to be kind of the house. That's not good. I have to give you a handkerchief. Handkerchief is a kli. I give you a pair of glasses. I give you a gartel. I give you a ballpoint pen. I give you some kind of a kli shalem. It has to be a kli shalem. B'mana de kasha le mekanye be. The Gemara says, b'mana means a kli. The kaninim and we the underside, made a kinyan. B'mana with a kli, mana the Gemara says, the exclusion of peri. Peri le yabdi chalipin. Peris are nicknamed by chalipin. If you have a ton of peris, and I want to be kind of ownership, so I can give you a handkerchief, I can give you a ballpoint pen, in exchange for which I acquire all of the ownership of all the peris. Matbea, we said, is neither nasa chalipin nor nikneh b'chalipin. Neither. If you give a matbea, I can either serve as the vehicle by which I'm kind of the building. Matbea is kesefs. So matbea would be good, but Torah's kinyan kesef. I give you a pruton, I'm kind of the $8.4 million building, whatever it was. What's the difference? 4.9, 8.4, it's all the same thing. So if I give you a pruto, I can be kind of the building and I owe you the remainder of the money. Yeah, you can be kind of karka nicknessed with pruto, even though the karka is worth much more than a pruto. So matbeya is good to be kind of betoras kesa, but matbeya is not good to be kind of betoras chalipin. If he says, take this matbeya and let it serve as the vehicle of the kinyan chalipin, is no good, nor is matbeya nicknessed by chalipin. If I give you a handkerchief and you have a sack of money, so I cannot be kind of matbeya, the chalipin. So the Gemara says, matbeya doesn't work in your chalipin. It cannot, neither, cannot serve as the kli with which you make the chalipin. Cannot be kind of chalipin with it. Peire can be nikdem by chalipin. Says, l'kaim kol dover. Chalipin is good to be kind of peiris. That's what you always sell like the chalipin. Peire, like abdi chalipin, means the peire cannot substitute for the kli. In order to make kinyan chalipin, you have to have a kli. But you can be kind of peiris like the chalipin. Yeah. So what did Taisa say a chiddush? That the cloud peri lay abdi chalipin, that you cannot use a peri as the vehicle of a kinyan chalipin. That's only if it's chalipin that's not shavu b'shavu. It's not going to be a barter. You keep this and I'll keep that, and that's the whole story. If it's a case of chalipin shavu b'shavu, then peri are abdi chalipin. That's hamachlev shor b'chamar. I give you the shor in exchange for which I'm koina the chamar. So the minute you take the shor is peri, shor is food. So that's good for chalipin. So that's what the Taisus pushes that into Pshat and the Gemara. When the Lakech tells the Ganef, I want to buy your stolen shor b'seh. So he says, how much do you sell it for? He says, $50. So I say, okay, pluck off $50 worth of peris. How much is $50 worth? He says, 3 bushels worth. So pluck off 3 bushels worth. Here are the bushels. Take 3 bushels worth of te'enim mitenasi. And that'll be the kinyan mois, and I'll be kind of the metaltalim, the shor b'seh. So the way I presented the kinyan mois, the Taisus doesn't even dream of such an idea. Taisus assumes that it's halidei kinyan chalipin, and they defend it. Even though chalipin cannot, you cannot use peri for chalipin. Peri machlekes in the Gemara, and we pass like Rav Nachman. The other kaimalon ki Rav Nachman peri liavde chalipin. So that's only if it's a kinyan chalipin that's not shavah b'shavah. Whenever it's shavah b'shavah, then peri is avdi chalip. So Tosfos says the case in the Gemara is that you're making a kinyan chalip. Easier would have been that you say no, that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Dvar Torah mois koinah. So he's making a kinyan mois. Well, you have to say it's a kinyan chalipin for. Say it's a kinyan mois. And even though they canceled kinyan mois, so first of all, Rashi and the Rambam hold they never canceled it. Mois is kind of even with the Rabbanah, just that with the Rabbanah they gave you the ability to back out. Now feeling Timtzeloima that the Pashtus and the Gemara is not so, that with the Rabbanah they canceled the effectiveness of the Kinyan Mois, so it doesn't take effect. It's like Loya Hanu Maisov. But you can't say that they crossed out a pasuk in the Chumash. The Torah Moes Kainas. Some of the Rabbanon also exists as a kinyan on the Metalkin. So you should probably call it Loya Hanamaisa. It was like selling before Yish. And since the din is that if Loya Hanamaisa, the Ganav is still Chayv Dala Vehei, so it should be Chayv. So you shouldn't really have to come on to what Tosfos says. I'm not sure exactly what motivated Tosfos to assume for such a Dover Pashut that Kotz Teinu Mateinasi is an issue of Chalipin. Why don't they learn Pashut Pshat? It's an issue, it's a case of Kinyan Moetz. It's kind of the Metalpon, they Kinyan Moetz. Anyway, so Nachmal, so what does the Gemara suggest over here? How do we get involved here? The Mishnah says, on Ayin Dal Rebbe Beis, Gona B'Tovach B'Shab, Gona B'Tovach L'Avoy D'Zare, is come Lebi D'Rab Minei. It's going to become Lebi D'Rab Minei, even the Mishnais were edited by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the last 40 years of the, before the Churban Bayis, they were already not done in the Nefashis. So if you're not done in the Nefashis, so you should close down the whole institution of come Lebi D'Rab Minei. There shouldn't be any come Lebi D'Rab Minei. Malkus is a question, can you give Malkus usually is Hukash to me, so do you say since in the last 40 years of the Bayis Sheni there was no din in the Nefashos, so what dinam is no Malkus or not? So the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin that Malkin Bizmana Zebuchal Malkum Shiesham Shloshes Smuchim. Even though you need Bizmana Bayis, in order to administer din in the Nefashos, you have to have Bizmana Bayis, Bizmana Shiesh Koin Oyvei. You have to have Kohen and bringing Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. But apparently the Rambam thinks that in order to administer Malkus, you don't have to have a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Loshon HaRambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin when he writes the Din of Malkus. He says, Malkin b'chom malkim izmanezeh, b'chom malkim shiesham shlosha smuchim. And the Mishlah Melech quotes that the Smag disagrees. The Smag is of the opinion that Malkus is hukesh to Misa, Malkus b'malkim Misa medes. So just like it's impossible to give Misa b'zmanezeh, so it's impossible to give Malkus b'zmanezeh. That's the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Tezayin Halacha Beis in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Malkin Bizmana Zeh B'chol Mokam in Ator B'fnei Shlosha Smuchim. Avlo B'fnei Hadyaitis. You just need three people with smicha, but you don't have to have the same requirements as Din in Nefashos. And the Mishlah Melech has, he doesn't have it on the bottom of the page here in the Rambam, he has a sefer, a little kuntres called Derech Mitzvei Secho. And the Derech Mitzvei Secho, it's printed in the back of the Sefer HaMitzvahs now. Originally, it's printed in the back of the Parashas Zerachim, the Drush Sefer of the Mishlah Melech. So the Derech Mitzvah Secho is a chibur on the Sefer HaMitzvahs to tell you what are the differences in the Minyan HaMitzvahs between the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Rambam and the Ramban, and which mitzvahs did the Ramban delete from the Rambam's listing and which did he replace. And then he has a few sections in the Derech Mitzvah Secho. The whole thing is very short, 10 pages, the whole kuntres. And then he has one section where he says differences between the Rambam and the Smag in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. In the middle of that section, he points out this little detail, machlokes, that according to the Rambam writes explicitly, Malkin Bizman Hazeh B'chol Malkin Shiesham Shlosh Smuchim. And the Smag writes that you cannot administer Malkus Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim because Malkus is Hukesh Temisa, Malkus B'malkam Misa Mez. So he points out that in the 1500s, there was a whole historical Asik. In Tzfas, all the Rabbanim got together and they conferred smicha on Rabbi Yosef Karo and a few other Rabbanim, that the next generation, they conferred smicha on to the Yalshech and a couple of other Rabbanim. And the whole purpose of giving this smicha was in order to administer Malkus to those people who had worshipped Avodah Zarah at the time of the Spanish Inquisition. The people, Mipachad Miso, didn't want it, they weren't, some of them were not prepared to give up their lives, some of them did. And others were not prepared to give up their lives. So they thought that since they had worshipped Avodah Zarah, so they were Chayv Koris. The Rambam writes that they're not Chayv Koris. If you worship Avodah Zarah in order to save your life, you're not Chayv Misi, you're not Chayv Koris. It's Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha. There was a din that you should have been Yohar Gvalyav. You should have fulfilled the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. But if you didn't fulfill it, so the Rambam says there's no Koris and there's no punishment at all. But there are those who disagree with the Rambam. He has some Mishnah quotes. That the Ramach, who has, like the Ravid has Hasagas on the Rambam, so the Ramach has running Hasagas on the whole Rambam also. So the Kesef Mishnah from time to time quotes a Hasagah from the Ramach. So the Ramach is Masig on this Rambam, and he disagrees. He thinks that one who worships Avodah Zarah Mipachad Misa, since he wasn't allowed to, he is Chayv Koris. So that was the assumption in 1492. They were assuming that the Jews who had worshipped Avodah Zarah, worshipped Christianity to save their lives, deserved an Einish Karis, Min HaShemayim. And they wanted to, then later on when they did Tshuva, when they were out of the Sakana, they came to Eretz Yisrael, so they were interested in getting a Kapara for having violated the Sakaris. So there's the Mishnah in the end of Makkos that says, Kol HaChai B'Krisha Shalaku, Nifteru Midei Krisusim. If they get Malkus, then they'll be Potter from the Karis. So they wanted to get Malkus somehow, in order to be Potter from the Karis. But in order to administer Malkus, you have to have Shlosha Smuchim. So there haven't been any Smuchim around in several centuries. So they decided they're going to follow their Rambam to do Chiddush HaSmicha. So they gathered together all the Rabbanim, and they conferred Smicha Rabbi Yosef Karo, and they were going to start giving Malkus. So the whole story is a pella. So it was a whole historical issue, whether it was legitimate or not. So the Mishnah Melech points out, the whole thing is a pella, hafli v'fella. They forgot that the Smak says the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. The Rambam holds that they're not chayv koris. So according to the Rambam, there was no problem at all. So the whole Rambam problem was, if you don't hold like the Rambam, you hold like the Smak, hold like the Ramach, that one who worships Avodah Zarah v'pachad nisa is chayv koris. So he says, but the others perhaps hold that you can't get Malkus b'zman hazeh. Maybe they hold like the Smak. So he points out in the whole literature, he didn't find this issue discussed. There's all literature about that story. No, it's a problem. So he have Mishnayis. You can give Mak Me'onch and Shalem and Adin, but would that pater you from the Koris? That's the Shai. Stamatela, how can they give Malkus over here? Nobody gave any Hasra. Don't worship Avodah Zarah because we're going to give you Malkus. There is no such Hasra. Avodah Zarah is a lap shenit and lasaras Mrs. Desna. You're supposed to get Mrs. Desna for that. So you don't give Malkus for a person who worshipped Avodah Zarah. When the Mishnah says that Kol HaChai B'Krisha Shalako Nifter Midei Krisusam, the Pasha B'Sha means Bo'al HaChoysoi. Bolachos is chayv Malkus. So if they gave him, and the Aiden gave Hasra, and the Bezin gives him Malkus, Kedin, based on Halacha, so then the Chavikrisha Shalaku, Nifter Midei Krisusim. But if a man was Bolach Yisish and they didn't give him any Hasra, so you're going to put together, you're going to convene a Bezin of Shlosh Yismuchim and give him Malkus, based on what? Based on Bez Machman Shalem and Adin. So where does it say in the Mishnah? Where does it say any source that takes off the Chiyuv Koris, the whole thing, the whole story is a Psmavel Alaran. It's a very strange parsha in Jewish history. They're still writing because they keep on discovering more and more information about what happened then with the Smicha. In the history journals, they keep on discovering more and publishing more. Anyway, so the problem is like this. The Mishnayis were composed after the Churban HaBayis, way after the Churban HaBayis. Abiud HaNasi lived in the early 200s. Churban HaBayis was in the year 70. So he's writing Mishnayis about Kamlei B'Dirab Minei. What kind of Kamlei B'Dirab Minei? Starting from 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, in other words, the year 30, there was no Din in the Nefashos anymore. So what kind of Kamlei B'Dirab Minei is there? So obviously that's not a problem because we have Tana de Bechizkis. So the Mishnah seems to imply Tana de Bechizkis. That's what he mentioned the other day. How come the Gemara never says from the Mishnayis you can tell that there's a Din of Tana de Bechizkis? That even Mizman HaZeh, that we don't administer Din in the Foshes, you still apply Kom Levi de Rabbine. So some Achrayim say, Torah de Bechizkia goes, when the fellow did the Chilul Shabbos b'Shegeg, Lechilakta ben Shegeg l'Meizid. If he did the Chilul Shabbos b'Meizid, but you can't give any Misa Mizman HaZeh because you don't have any Smuchim, but because you don't have a Kohen Oive, you can only administer Din in the Foshes when you have Kahanim, Makor, Karbonim, from the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe for that you don't even need Tana de Bechizkia. Maybe that's why the Gemara can't prove from the Mishnayis that there's a din of Tana de Bechizkia. Okay, whatever it is. Okay. So again, so the Mishnah draws this contrast. On Ayin Dalar on the base, the Mishnah says, God of a Tovach Bishab is gone of a Tovach Labadizar, that's come Levi de Rabbine. And even though Bizman is no one's administering any Mises Bezdin, it's been centuries since we've given Mises Bezdin, the din is still like that, come Levi de Rabbine. But the our Mishnah and Ayin Amid Aleph says Ganav Amachah B'Shab is Ganav Amachah L'Avodah Zarah. So there, there's no Kamlei B'Dirab Minei. So the din is that the Ganav is Chayv to pay Dalet Bei. So the Gemara asks that Kasha in the middle of Ayin Amid Beis V'Hatanya Potter, but we have a Brisa that contradicts the Mishnah. The Brisa says Ganav Amachah B'Shab is Kamlei B'Dirab Minei. How can it be? Mocha B'Shab is Kamlei B'Dirab Minei. Mocha B'Shab is an Aver Derabbanah. Min HaTorah, it's a bitla mitzvah of Shabbos, and the Ramban says. Mid Rabbanon is more than a bitla mitzvah. It's an avera mid Rabban. It's a gzeir Hashem v'yichtov. But you don't get Misa, you don't get Malkus either. Maybe you get Makas Mardis. That's a problem, whether you get Makas Mardis or not. So how can it be? What shaykh to say? Come levi the rabbinet by gonava mocha b'shabbos. So Rami Bachami answers, Kitanya hi, v'makotz teinim teinos v'tikten liganei v'secho. That the lekech tells the ganav, I want to purchase your stolen shorvaseh. I tell you what, how much do you want for it? $50. Pluck off $50 worth, 3 bushels of teinim from my field. And that'll serve either, as we said, the kinyan mois, that v'atorah mois koinus al bikoina, or that'll serve as the kinyan chalip and shove b'shove, one or the other. So when the ganav is plucking off the peris from the tree, that constitutes the kinyan, either the kinyan mois, we suggest, or the kinyan chalip and shove b'shove, way Tosis likes to say. And so when the kinyan is affected, then the ganav becomes chayv to pay dollar the hay. And as the ganav is plucking off, he's being mechal Shabbos. So even though lemaisa bezmana tanoim, there's no longer a beis hamikdash, no longer any chiyav misa, but you would still say kam levi derabbanan. So that's biidna. The chiyav misa and the chiyav mamon achal simultaneously. Becomes the ganav becomes chayv misa at the same moment that it becomes chayev theoretically to pay the dollar the hay. So the din is at his pata from dollar the hay. That's the kam levi derabbanan. Freg the Gemara Akasha Amri, they ask Akasha to shlug up Rami Bachoma. So the Gemara asks, Amri, they ask Akasha, they don't single out this anonymously. Apparently a lot of people ask Akasha. They don't say, Omalei Rav Papa, Omalei Rav someone. Everybody's asking Akasha against Rami Bachoma. So they ask Akasha, since the Ganef, how does the Kenyan Moyes work? According to the Tosfos, how does Kenyan Chalip and Shavu B'Shavu work? The Lekech gives $50 to the Moicher, or the Lekech gives $50 worth of Te'enim to the Moicher, whatever it happens to be, $50 worth of Paris. And in exchange for his accepting the $50, he becomes Mechayev to give the Shorvaseh, or to return the $50, either one or the other. He has a choice. So that's how the Kinyan Chalip and Shava B'Shava works, and that's how the Kinyan Mois works. I gave you $50, and the expectation is you're going to give me back something in exchange. Either you become Mechayev to give me back the Behemah, if you really have the Shava set, that's the agreement, or you're Mechayev to pay me back the thing. What if it's going to turn out you ain't got no Shava set? The Ganef is such a lie, it doesn't have a Shava set. So you're Mechayev to give back the money. Or let's say you had a Shava set, but somehow somebody ate it up already and you didn't know about it. You were selling a shorvaseh that you knew you used to have and someone stole it from you already. So at the time that you're selling the shorvaseh, you don't have it. So you're mechuyev to give me back the shorvaseh, you're mechuyev to give me back the money, one or the other. If you have the shorvaseh, shalcha b'shuscha, then because you're mechuyev either to give it, to deliver the shorvaseh, to deliver what you promised, or to return the money, so then if you do have it and it's still kaim and b'shuscha, so then your kinyan takes effect. That's the basis of kinyan mois, and the basis of the kinyan chalip and shavu b'shavu. So the Gemara says, but what if at the time that I'm giving you the $50, you're smoking a cigar on Shabbos, so you're covered with kam levi derabbanan. So you're not mechuyev, as you're being mechal Shabbos, if you're mechal Shabbos in the morning, and I make this kinyan with you in the afternoon, that's not b'yidna. The only time you say kam levi derabbanan if it's bizman achas. B'yidna means bizman echad. The same time, simultaneously with the Chiyav Misa, sets in a Chiyav moment. So let's say you're smoking a cigar the whole time while I give you the $50 worth of peiros, the $50 in cash, you're being Mechal Shabbos. So simultaneous with your Chilul Shabbos, you become Mechuyev to pay me back, either to give me the Shorvaseh or to give me back the money. So the Gemara says, but come levi the Rav Minei relieves you of all Chiyuvim. So you're not mechuyev to give me back either the money or to give me back or to deliver the shorvaseh. So the Gemara says, so why does the Mishnah call it ganav amochar b'shabbos? The Gemara time is the whole mechira is not, the Brisa says. The Mishnah says ganav amochar b'shabbos is chayv dalad v'hei, that there's no kam levi derabbanan. The Brisa says ganav amochar b'shabbos is covered with kam levi derabbanan. So the Gemara asks, why the Brisa sounds like it's saying God of Amacha, the Shabbos is covered with Kam Levi the Rabbin, he doesn't become Mechuyev to pay the Dalet Vehei because of Kam Levi the Rabbin. Should say sharper. God of Amacha, the Shabbos, the whole Mechira is not Chal. The Mechira is not Chal, that's why he's not Chayv Dalet Vehei. Why is the Mechira not Chal? Because the whole basis of the Kinyan Mois, of the Kinyan Chalip and Shavu B'Shavu is, I gave you $50 worth of either cash or Shavu Kesev or whatever commodities, in exchange for which you became mechuyev, you agreed either to deliver the goods you're going to deliver the shorvaseh, or you're going to reimburse me the money. But if you're covered with a kamlei b'derab minah, because you're mechal Shabbos, so you don't become chayiv to pay me back the money, or to give the, or to deliver the goods. So the whole kinyan falls through. So why do you call it ganav amachah b'Shabbos? It's not ganav amachah b'Shabbos. Ganav amachah b'Shabbos ain't a mocher. It's ain't a mocher. Not that you put it from dalav dehei, because kamlei b'derab minah cancels the chayiv dalav dehei. Kamlei b'derab minah kills the whole mechira, because the whole mechira is based on the whole concept of the kinyan mechira by mois kainais, or by chalip and shavu b'shavu, is that you become mischayev by my giving you the $50. You become mischayev either to give to deliver the goods that you promised to sell or to reimburse the money. You don't become mechayev anything. That was the Gemara's kasha against Rami Bar Choma.
What do I care what the mechanic says? Why the
mechanic
is not on the table?
Right,
so
Taisa says. Only says pate. It doesn't even say the price or why. Right. If it was saying, maybe we would have a kasha. I think the kasha was why it says, that's how Taisa explains. The end of the Taisa is. So the whole kasha was, why does it say in the beginning of the price, the gone of a mocha, the Shabbos, pater? The Kam Levi Derabbanan makes it that it's not even Mochar B'Shabbos. Since it's Kam Levi Derabbanan, it's not called Mochar. How can the Brice says, the Mishnah says, Gona Mochar B'Shabbos Chayiv. The Brice says, Gona Mochar B'Shabbos is Potter. So it should say, Gona Mochar B'Shabbos ain't a Mecher. Not that it says Potter, he's Potter from Dalvehei. Not only is he Potter, that's true, he's Potter from Dalvehei, but not only is he Potter from Dalvehei, Mechre ain't a Mochar. So how can it say Gona Mochar? That was the Gemara's Kash. How can he call it a Mecher? So the Gemara first thought that they just ripped apart Rami Bar Choma, and he's wrong. Okay? Because a human being is entitled to make a mistake. Yet further on the daf, the Gemara reinstates Rami Bar Choma. The Gemara says, Liyaylam ki Rami Bar Choma. Rav Omar, 6 lines from the bottom. Rav Omar, Liyaylam ki Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma is right. Aye, what happened? But the Kamlei b'Derabbanan, he makes it. When he accepts the money on Shabbos, he's like smoking a cigar. How does he get the money? The ganav is plucking off the peris, our coats tainim and tainasi. So the ganav is doing chilul Shabbos. It's kotzer, malachas kotzer. Malachas kotzer doesn't only apply if you use a sickle to detach something that's mechubel akar. If you pluck off with your hand, there's also a kotzer. Told the kotzer, because the ab malach is with an instrument, and the told is if you malakat biyad. Our coats tainim and tainasi is a told of kotzer. So the Gemara first thought that come later, the rabbinate cancels the whole effectiveness of the kinyan. So the Gemara says no. Why? Es nanasatara filo bo alimo. There is a psul in the chumash of es nan zayna. So Rami Bar Choma assumes that the Gemara assumes that the din of es nan zayna even applies if a person is mezana with his own mother, and at the time that he's mezana with her, he made up the agreement was he's going to give her a shor. So is that agreement binding? Abu Alimo is chayv misa. So since when does the boel become mechuyev to deliver the goods to pay the zona? When she delivers the services. So when they're delivering the services, he becomes chayv misa. So since bevasachas, when he becomes mechuyev to pay the shor to the mother, the set to the mother for the services rendered, he and she are both becoming chayiv misa, so I should say kam lebi derabine. The boy bo alimo becomes chayiv misa at the same time he becomes mechuyev schiras poilim to pay the mother. So let that be kam lebi derabine. So if it's kam lebi derabine, shouldn't have a psula of estan zayna, because the Gemara says in the end of Tmura, all the details of the dinam of estan zayna appear in Maseches Tmura. So it says if bo leha ba achakach nosan lo esnano is no din of estan zayna. The only time it says Tanzaina is if at the time of the znus, the behema or the chitim or the yain was nicknamed to the zayna bevasachas. It's a zetachazeh. The esnan is a zetachazeh of the maisa haznus. Let's say he promised to give her a shor later, to give her a gallon of wine later, and then he does the znus and later he delivers the gallon of wine. So the Gemara says that's not esnan zayna. It's a din, it has to be zeh tachah zeh. The Gemara in the beginning of the last parak in Avodah Zarah talks about Esnan Zayna and compares it to the din of Perishvias, that Perishvias are tevsim demehem. If I buy Perishvias and I give money in exchange, So that money becomes Kaddish B'Kedushas Peirush Ris. But that's only if the Peirush are still intact at the time that I give the money. If I purchase Peirush Ris on credit, and I ate them all up, and then after eating them all up, they're gone already. Then I paid the money afterwards. So then the Gemara says, the money that's paid is not Nitfas B'Kedushas Peirush Ris. So the Gemara says, it's similar to this din of Esnan Zayna. It only becomes Esnan Zayna if he can call it a Zetach Hazeh. If at the time that he's mezana with the zayna, that's when she's kaina the esnan, the yayin or the chitim, or the behemoth that she wants to use as a korban on the mizbeach.
That calls the kinyana.
Along those lines, but calls the kinyana means that the kinyan doesn't take effect. Here, let's say someone paints my apartment, I do become chayv to pay. I'll pay. I have a week. I have a few. Whatever the agreement is, I'll pay when you finish the job. But it's a din esnan zayna. A man is mezana with a zayna, becomes b'chayiv to pay her whatever he agreed to. But that the esnan that he'll give her will not become nitfas b'psul ala mizbeach. Only time it's nitfas b'psul if it's a zeh tachazeh. If simultaneously with the ma'isas nus, she's being kind of the esnan zayna. So the Gemara says liyoyl. If the man is mezana with his own mother, how does the Gemara know that Esnan Zayin even applies if the man is mezana with his own mother? And the Chumash doesn't say it like that. Maybe the Chumash only goes Esnan Zayin if it's not his mother. So that's what Tosis asks. How do you know? So Tosis says the simple mashmos of the pasuk is that it talks even by Yisur, even by Chavi Krisis. Okay, that's how the Gemara assumed. Esnan Asatara Filip Balim as a Chiddush. So the Gemara says, but why shouldn't I apply the rule of Kamblei with the Rabbinei that since the man who is mezana with his own mother becomes mischayev misa at the time of this news, and simultaneously with the chiyev misa, it becomes b'chuyev to deliver the shor or the yayin or the chitim to the mother, b'taras chiras poyalim. So you should really say Kamblei with the Rabbinei. It becomes b'chayev misa. At the same time, it becomes b'chuyev to pay an amount of mammon. So if you say Kamblei b'dirab minei, so the chiyuv mamon doesn't get off the ground. So if the chiyuv mamon doesn't get off the ground, turns out that with the esnan that he gives his mother, stama matana b'alma. So that's not possible mitam esnan zayna. In order to be possible as b'taras esnan zayna, has to be that he was mechuyev to give it, and he gave it. If mechuyev and he never gives it, it's not an esnan zayna. He was mechuyev and he gave it, and it was a zeh tachazeh. And she was already kind of the Esnan Zayna simultaneously with the Maisa's Nus. If he becomes Mischayv and he gives it later, so it's not an Esnan Zayna. It has to be Mechuyev, and he gives it later, and B'Shas has Nus, it was already Nikna to the Zayna. If it's Nikna before, it's also not Zetachazah. It has to be Nikna B'Shas Maisa's Nus. So the Gemara says, how can that be that Esnan Asatar Fila Ba'alima? What happened to the issue of Kam Labid Abminei? If the mother will be Tavei Hassan for a dintere, mi amina lekum havlo esnan. Will the bezdin tell the son you mochiv to pay your mother an esnan? He's part of mitam kam lebidiramine. Elaf agav dechikot tava lebidin. Loy amina lezil havlo. That's what it says in Agamar. Even if the mother will demand of the son in a dintere, she wants the esnan. The bezdin will not say he's mochiv to pay. Nonetheless, kevin dechiyai v'lo if he gives on his own, have the esnan. If a man is mezana with a girl and he never promised any esnan. Then later on, he was so happy about the services rendered, he gives him an Esnan Zayin. That's not an Esnan Zayin. It's only called Esnan Zayin apostle if he was Mechuyev to give, and he delivered the goods later, and even though he delivered it later, but it was Nikne B'Shas Maisaz Nus. So the Gemara asked over here, but if the mother would be Taveh him, he would not be Mechuyev to pay. But he's not Mechuyev to pay, so how can you call it? It's a Matana B'Yalma. How can you call it an Esnan Zayin? So the answer is, nonetheless, Kim Nuch Yayvlat, but if he gives it, how the Esnans, what does it mean? That Babalotz is Yedei Shemaim, it's called the Tashlumin. That Kamblei B'dirabmin is only a Ptur and Bezen Shalmato. But if he does pay, it does have a Shem Tashlumin. So, Mistama, that's what Rashi and Taisus learn. The whole Taisus over here, and Rashi and Bab Mitzia, Dab Sarek Alpha and Aleph, that Babalotz is Yedei Shemaim, you want Mechuyev to pay. So, therefore, if you pay, it has a Kiyum, it has a Shem Tashlumin. So, Hachanami, so too in our case, the Lekech tells the Gana, if how much do you want to sell me the Shor Misef? $50. Okay, take $50 worth of Peiris Te'enim from my Te'enim trees. Fill up 3 baskets worth of Te'enim. So simultaneous with his plucking off the Te'enim, the Gana becomes Mischayev to either deliver the Sharba said, the stolen article that he agreed to deliver to the Lekech, or to reimburse him, to give him his money back, one or the other. That's how the Kenyan gets off the ground. So the Gemara has the Kasha. But since the Ganav is being Mechal Shabbos B'deraisa by plucking off the Peris, so I say, come live with the Rabbinah. He never became Mechayiv to pay anything. He does become Mechayiv to deliver the Sharba said, or to reimburse him with anything. So that's not a Kenyan Moisa, it's not a Kenyan Chalip and Shabbos Shabbos. There's no Kenyan over there. So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't become Mechayiv, means Bezna Shalmata will not force him to pay. That's the Panim Yofes has that diuk on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim by Dmei Velodis. It says Lo Yosan Menasatan. How to say Lo Yosan Anish Yanish Kashi Yosh Salabalu Isha Menasam Biflilim. What? How do you translate Menasam Biflilim? Bezin Shalmata will make him pay. Biflilim means bezin. And Masan Yeh then it doesn't say Menasam Biflilim. The Masan Yeh Menasatan Neves Tachas Nefesh. So if the woman gets killed, if the woman does not get killed, you only kill the bloodis, so yeah, then you pay the maybe bloodis, but bezna shalmata. But nasim b'filim, they mustn't yiyah, but if the woman gets killed, then there's no nasim b'filim, bezna shalmata won't force you to pay. But the mashmos of the psukim is that b'bal lotzis yedei shemayim, he does have to pay. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos learned in this Gemara. Even though if the mother will be taveh him, esen astafi l'balim, itavale kamam b'dina, that's what it says in our edition. If the mother will be to the other son, will the Bezin say give her? Bezin will not say you have to give. Nonetheless, if he pays on his own, have yes, then why? Because to give. Here too, we ask the kasha, what kind of a mecher is it over here? Mecher is only chal when by taking the money, it serves as a kinyan moris, a kinyan chalip and shavu shabbat. The ganav's taking the money, but the merchant is taking the money, it becomes mechuyev either A or B, either to deliver the merchandise that he promised, or to reimburse him with the money. Here he's potter from doing anything, because he's under a kom lebe de rabmina. He was mechal shabbos by taking the money. So he can't say it becomes mechuyev to pay back the money or to deliver the goods. It doesn't become mechuyev anything. He's mechuyev misa. So the Gemara says, no. You're right. Bezna Shalmata will not. Lo Yamina means we, Bezna Shalmata. We won't save an awesome if leaving. Bezna Shalmata, when I tell him you have to either deliver the goods that you promised, the merchandise, the service there, or reimburse the money. Nonetheless, but if he will do one or the other, he will reimburse him the money, he will give him the merchandise, we'll say that there's a kiyum over here. We don't say stam, nothing. It's meaningless. No. So that's valid as a kinyamor. That's the way it says in our Gemaras. That's the Gemara that we have in the Gemara. And that's where Rashi and Tosfos got this idea that in every case of Kamla Vidiramani and Mukhiyiv to pay. That's the diuk of the Parim Yafis on the Pasuk and Chumash. Where did the Gemara, according to Rashi and Tosfos, where did it get such an idea from? That Babalotsa Sidei Shamayim and Mukhiyiv to pay. So he says from the phrase, Venasim Bifilim. It says Mloye, it says Ki Natsu Anashim and Akfli Shoharov Yatsu Yoladea Imloye Asan. If the woman does not get killed, Anish Yanish Kashiosh Balhoishov and Asam Biflilim, Bezan Shalmatam will make him pay. Masan Yiye, then there's no Vinasam Biflilim. The Bezan Shalmatam will not force him to pay. But they lost his Yidei Shemayim, he better pay anyway. He should pay the Beit Lodas anyway, even though he's covered with a Kamlebi de Rabbine. And it's based on this Rashi and Tosfos that Rashi and Tosfos Mabitzi went a step further. That's a machlokes. Since Babalot says Yidei Shamayim, the Gemara seems to say that one is mechuyev to pay. Then maybe Tfisa would help. In every case of Kam Lebi de Rabbinei, true Bezon Shalmata will not say we hereby declare that you mechuyev to pay. But it could well be that if the one who has the right to collect it will go and grab it, so he tafas lime afkinimene, because since there is a chiyev Bezon Shalmata. Since there is a chiyuv in Bezin Shalmaila, so maybe Tvisa should help. It's not necessarily Mukhrach, but it's possible to say like that. That Tvisa would help. The Shev Shmaitza has a kasha on this. How can Rashi and Tosfos say that Tvisa helps? He has a kasha from the Gemara Shavuos, a cheerful kasha. There's a Mishnah in Shavuos, there's an institution of Shavuos HaEdus. What are Shavuos HaEdus? A pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. That's one of the three cases that Yechayiv Chatas Ola B'Yor. Chatas Ola B'Yor means if you can afford it, you bring a Chatas Behema. If you can afford it, you bring a Chatas Oif. And if you can't even afford that, then you bring either Bashiras or Bedalas or Bedalai Dals. If you can't afford even a Chatas Oif, then you bring a Minchas Chayte. So what three Averas do you bring this Chatas Ola B'Yor goes up or goes down, depending on how much you can afford? So the Pesukim say in Chumash, one of the three Averas, one is Shavuos Bitui. A person took a shvu and he violated it b'shegeg. And the other one is what? Tumas migdash v'kadoshim. The person was tummy, entered the Beis HaMikdash and he ate karbonis b'tuma b'shegeg. And the third one is shvus eidus. What does it mean? V'hu eid or ro yoda im lo yagid v'nasa v'ayna. I was witness to a certain business deal, or a hezek, or a halvor, or a pikodin, or a piraon, or something. I know testimony, no one else can testify. The two of us know to testify on your behalf. And you ask us, bo veiduni, and if you're not, and you tell it to us, if we're not going to be made, you're going to lose the money because the other guy denies that he owes the money. And we swear falsely, shvosh einani yodim l'chaedus. So if we really forgot the yodis, so it's a shvosh emes, shvosh einani yodim l'chaedus, we forgot. Right now we don't remember that. We swear that we don't remember. So then it's a shvus emes. There's no punishment. But if they know that they know eidus, so they just don't want to get involved. They don't want to get involved in this dispute. So they swear falsely, shvur shein on the yodim l'chaedus, and because of their shvur, they were mafsid him mam. He's not going to be able to collect. So the pasuk says that they have to, if they ever decide to do tshuva, so they have to bring achat asol l'viyori. So the Mishnah says that shvur seidus ein on the heges ela b'ksherim l'hoid, ela b'roi l'hoid. If you have, let's say, a cheir shot of kod nevet akam isho, and they swear shuva shein on yad mechaydus, they swear shuva sheker. It's not true. They should have said, we know edus, but we're sorry, we can't help you because we're psuli edus. We're ganovim, we're kraivim, we're noshim, we're goyim, whatever. But if they swear falsely shuva shein on yad mechaydus, so there's no din of shuva edus, because even if they would have come to testify, their testimony wouldn't have helped anyway because the psuli edus, so they're not being mafsid mammon by swearing falsely. It's an avera that they swore falsely, but the parsha of Shavuot Seder doesn't apply. So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. Who is that referring to? The Mishnah that says Shavuot Seder said in the Hegesel a beroy lohid, a beroy lohid, lapuke man, to the exclusion of whom? So the Gemara has in commenting on the Mishnah at the beginning of Shavuot Seder, and it's the first daf in the last parak in Yuma as well. The Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. Who is it referring to? So one amora says it's referring to a melech. It's because the Mishnah says Einan Hegesel Bikshirim V'lo Berishayim. It doesn't apply to Krevim and it doesn't apply to Psulim. So what does it have to say? It doesn't apply to Krevim. It doesn't apply to Psulim. It only applies to Roy Lahoid. A Roy Lahoid is the exclusion of Krevim and Psulim. So who else is there who's not Roy Lahoid? Rishayim Apostle Lahoid and Krevim Apostle. Who else is there? So it must be that it's married by somebody additional. So one Amar the Gemara says Lapuke Melech, that a Melech is also not Kosher Lahoid. So the din of Shavuos Eidus doesn't apply to Melech. The other Amar says it comes lapuke mesachik bekuvia. That even though mesachik bekuvia is kosher min haTorah, he's only pasul Eidus min derabbanon. But still, since he's pasul Eidus min derabbanon, so the din of Shavuos Eidus doesn't apply. And the first opinion in Gemara says not only Melech is pasul Eidus min haTorah, mesachik bekuvia is only pasul Eidus min derabbanon. So therefore, Shavuos Eidus does apply. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. When the Mishnah says Shavuos Eidus Eid Nehegesela B'Ksherim Lohayd V'Lo B'Psulim, does it only come to the, it doesn't only come to exclude Rishoyim and Kroyim? That's explicit in the Mishnah. It comes to exclude additional people. The additional people who are excluded from the parsha Shavuos Eidus, do they have to be Psuli Eidus Min HaTorah, or is it sufficient if they're only Psuli Eidus Min HaRabban? So that's a machlokes amoraim. So the Rashba there in Shavuos asked a famous kasha, the Shev Shmaitzin made event. The Rashba asked a kasha. Bottom line, if he's a Mesache Bikubi, so the Bezim will not accept his testimony. So he's not being mafsid the other person any moment by swearing falsely. So he did an aver by swearing falsely, Shvush and any Delech Eidus. But how can there be one opinion in the Gemara that he is Chayv Shvush Eidus? Bottom line, they wouldn't accept his Hadoas Eidus. It's useless. He's not included. How can there be a Machlekes whether Psuli Eidus, the Rabbanon, are or are not included in the Parish of Shvush Eidus? So the Rashboa suggests that Behechrech, you have to say that according to that opinion, when a person is posel eidus min derabbanan, like Mesach Bikuvia, Malvi Beribis, and so on, he's only posel eidus, Bezdin will not paskin based on what he says. But if he will say that Plony owes plenty money, if the other guy will be tofas, it'll be loy mafkin minay.
How can he say
that?
Yes,
I'm
not going to listen.
No. He comes to Bezin and he says, I'm a Mesache Bikuvia. They establish that he's a gangster, a mobster, a gambler. He's a Mesache Bikuvia. So they say, well, we know that you're postulated from the Rabbana, but Minatari Kosher, so let's see what you have to say.
Would Bezin accept? Would Bezin do that?
That's what he says. the Yedus would have been accepted with respect to Itofas Leimafkiniminei. So that's one mandam in the Gemara holds that Itofas Leimafkiniminei, and that's the Machlokes Amoraim. Whether Itofas Leimafkiniminei, is that enough of a Hefsid Mammon to be Mechayv Shvus Yedus? So they say no. You only Mechayv Shvus Yedus if the Yedim would come and testify and they would win the holding Torah in Bezna Shalmata. But if you're only going to win with respect to Itofas Leimafkiniminei, that's not enough. So that's the Chiddush. The Rajbe writes a whole shtickle Torah over here in two brief lines. So the Shev Shmaitzer Freik Takasha, that the Mishnah says Beferish and Shvuas that the din of Shvuas Aedus only applies if the Yedim are causing a hefsid moment to the Baldin because of their refusal to testify. But let's say it was a case Bo Veheiduni that Pliny Sarap has Gedishi, Hidlik has Gedishi B'Shabbos. Come and testify on my behalf that he burnt down my barn on Shabbos and he owes me $1,000. Even if they would come and testify, he wouldn't have to pay a penny because it's come Levi Diramina. So the Mishnah says in such a case, since they're not going to accomplish anything in the area of Dina Mamin, so there's no Chiv Shua Seidus. So the Shev Shmaitz is bothered with Akasha, but according to Rashi and Tosfos, the way they learn, that since Babalotzes Idei Shamayim, you are Mechuyev in every case of Kam Lebedi Rabmina, whatever, you Mechuyev Babalotzes Shamayim, then Tvisa helps. That's what Rashi and Tosfos add on, and Bav Metzia Dav Sadik Aleph. So if Tvisa helps, so according to one Amor and the Gemara, if Tvisa helps, that is considered relevant Eidus. Because that's the one opinion in Gemara, that there is a Shvos Eidus in a Mesachah Bikuv. You only Melech is Pasal Eidus Ben HaTorah. But a Mesachah Bikuv is only Pasal Eidus Ben HaRabbanan. So Itofas Leimav Kiniminei, and Itofas Leimav Kiniminei is enough to say that the Shvos Eidus is no Heges. That's enough of being, that's sufficient relevance. It doesn't have to be relevant that we're going to pass in the whole entire Alpi. If the whole relevance is vis-a-vis Itofas Leimav Kiniminei, there's also called Eidus that's relevant. So according to that opinion in the Gemara, how does the Mishnah say it's a Mishnah Shvuas? That whenever he says Bo Beheiduni Shehidlik is Gedishi B'Shabbos, there's no din of Shvuas Eidus. Why not? If he taught his Leim Afkinimine, he even applies to come Levi Derab Mine.
Chiyuv Lotzis Yidei
Shemayim is not enough to make it considered absent? No. No. Has to be Halacha L'Maisa. So the Teretz, what you have to say is that there are two different kinds of Itofas Leimav Kiniminei. If it's Kam Lebe de Rabminei, that's Itofas Leimav Kiniminei in order to collect the Bezen Shal Milo, that's a lower level. But if it's Itofas Leimav Kiniminei because the Mesachah Bikuvi is Kosher Leidus is Menatar, Pas Leidus Men de Rabbanan, so that's a stronger form of Itofas Leimav Kiniminei. But it's a little bit abstract. You have to say one is a better Tfisa than the other. One is more down to earth. One is more Bezen Shal Mata Dikta. The one by the Mesachah Bikuvia, that's sort of even Bezen Shalmata, Itofas Leimav Kiniminei. Because when Atar, the Eidim were even kosher. As opposed to the Kam Levi Drama, that's only Itofas Leimav Kiniminei for Bezen Shalmata purposes. Okay, so that's the Gemara as it says in our editions, the Vilna Shas, where it says explicitly where Rav is reconstructing, he's making a Tchias HaMesim on Rami Bachama's Pshat. Rami Bachama is commenting the Braisa that says, Gonov Mochar B'Shabbos is potter because of Kam Levi de Rabminei. So he says the cases where the Ganav is being Bechal Shabbos, he's Oikets Teinim Mitenos Shel Alakeh, and the Gemara asked the Kash and Rabbi Bachame. So the whole Mecher is not Chal. So why does it say Ganav Amacha B'Shabbos? The Kash is on the Loshen, not on the Din. The Din is correct that he's potter. But Lachar is potter because the Mecher is not even a Mecher. Because Kam Levi de Rabminei knocks out the whole Mecher. So Rav is Miyashiv, Kam Levi de Rabminei does knock out the Mecher. Since Babalot is a day Shemaim, he does become a chuyiv, either to deliver the goods that he promised or to reimburse the money. So the mecher is a good mecher. That was the Gemara's terms. The Meiri quotes in the name of the Chachmei Provence a different pshat in the Gemara, and he leaves out all these lines. He tell you the truth of the matter is, it sounds like these lines don't sound like Loshon HaGemara. This sounds like it was added on by the Rabbanan Savarai over here. There's not really Lashon HaGemara because it's such a long-winded explanation. The Gemara never talks so much about Rikus. Whenever you have a very long-winded comment in the Gemara, so it sounds like it's added on afterwards. See what it says over here. Rav Amar Leon Kerami Bachem Sita Afilu Ba'alimo. Now, V'itov alei kam amad dinami, amin alei kul havla, kum havla esna, el avgav d'chi katov alei b'dinu lo, amin alei zel havla. Double Lashon, the same thing repeated twice. So they didn't have this Girsa. And then the whole hemshech, the long-winded explanation, this is all added on later. So the Meiri quotes from the Chachmi Pervan said that's not the correct answer. The correct answer was Estanas Tarafilbo Alimoi that Komlebi de Rabmine only cancels from Chiyube moment that the Torah imposes on people. The Mishnah says Hasar Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbes is Potter because Mazik or Choyvel or Komlebi or Dalad Vehei, these are Chiyuvim that the Torah imposes on people. There are two categories. There's a Milvak Sivabatar and a Milvak Shenik Sivabatar. Milvak Sivabatar means a Chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes upon the person. Milvak Shenik Sivabatar means a Halva or a Mecher. If you sell me a merchandise and I have to pay you the Mea Mekach, so that's a Hischaivis Midas. I agreed out of my own free will to pay the Halva. I accepted upon myself an obligation to pay. So that's how the Chachmi Parvans read Pshat and Nigmar. Schiris Poilin. If I hire a painter that he should paint my apartment, I agree to pay him $5,000 after he finishes the job. Or I engage this prostitute and I agree to pay her a behemoth. I'm going to give her an Esnan Zayna. That's a Hischaivis Midas. So since it's a Hischaivis Midas, or let's say over here, the Ganav takes $50 worth of payers and he says, by my accepting $50, I am obligating myself, I'm committing myself either to deliver the merchandise that I promised, or to reimburse you, to give you back the money. So that's a Hischaivis Midas. It's not a Chiyuv Mamon that the Torah imposes upon people. So these cases, Halvoe, and Demei HaMekach, and Schiris Poelim, these are all Hischaivis Midas. So they say, Esnanas Terafila Baalim, or Kam Levi the Rabbani doesn't cancel the Chiyuv. The Bezen Shalmata they'll make him pay the Esnan Zayna to his mother. The Bezen Shalmata they'll tell him, even though he was Mechalo Shabbos b'deraisa by plucking off the peiros and Malachi Gemur deraisa, he does become mischayev either to deliver the goods to Shabbosah or to reimburse him the peiros. I come live with the rabbi. No, come live with the rabbi. I serve Gedisha Shal Chaveiroi. He never promised to pay for the Godish. I want to burn down your Godish and be mafsid you. The Torah imposes a chiyuv mamon on me. So then the Torah says Mishum Risha Achas Atamechayv Mishum Shtei Rishios. The Risha means a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes, but it's a hischaivis midas that I accepted. That's not called the Risha. Hischaivis midas is a milvah she'enik suva batur. What do you mean, enik suva batur? Even if it weren't written, I would have known on my own that you have to pay, because he was mekabala hischaivis midas. So that's the shitas chachmei Provence. The Meiri quotes the b'shem chachmei Provence. He also lived in Provence. The Meiri also lived in Provence. It must be from the chachmei Provence from the earlier generation. That Kom Levi the Rabbani does not apply to his Chayvus Midas. What are the other Rishonim who disagree the way we have the Girsa and Agamar? They hold that Kom Levi the Rabbani does apply to his Chayvus Midas. It's a little strange. A guy smoking a cigar goes to the bank and he borrows $1 million on Shabbos. So because he's smoking a cigar, he doesn't have to pay back the $1 million that he promised to pay back. He borrows $1 million and he promised, I'm going to pay back. So it's a very strong svara what the Chachmi Pervan says. So they cross out the whole Girsa. Okay, so you don't have a Gemara. So on your own, what would you say on your own? That's a question. So one could argue the point and say, it could be that's not going to help anyway. One could argue the point and say that maybe Schiris Poelim is not a Hischaivis Midas. Maybe those who disagree with the Rashi and Tosfos have the Girsa the way we have in the Gemara. Those who disagree with the Chachmi Pervan hold that Schiris Poelim, like the Esnan Zaynis, but there is Schiris Poelim, maybe that's not a Hischaivis Midas. So usually we use the following scenario. A boss is looking for a worker. He hires a worker and he makes up with the worker in advance. How much is going to be the salary? He tells him how much he's going to pay him. Or even if he doesn't negotiate the salary, that's understood he's going to pay him. He never said explicitly how much it's going to be. So the Ksais quotes from the Ritvon Babin, say you pay the Pachash of a Poelim. If I hire you to do a job, and we never made up clearly how much is going to be the salary, so I say, I'm I pay you the least amount, the lowest amount that the workers get paid in this area for doing that kind of a job. So we usually think that Schiris Poelim is his Chayvus Midas, that the Balabas hired the worker, and he promised him to pay the amount of money, or even if he didn't promise, he didn't explicitly say how much, he implied that he's going to pay him the salary, so that's his Chayvus Midas. It could be that the other Rishonim say that that's not true. It could be that Schiris Poelim is not a Hischaivis Midas. It could be that Pshat is that the Torah imposes a Chiyuv on the boss to pay the employees. How much does he have to pay? He has to pay Shivui HaPa'ula, the value of the work. So if he made up in advance, I am so invaluable, I'm the best Rebbe in the world, so I made up with Dr. Lim, he has to pay me $500,000 a year. Or I'm so wealthy, I don't need his money, so I agreed to teach for $10 a year. So if we made up in advance, it's not that he obligated himself to pay me $10 a year, or he obligated himself to give me $500,000. He doesn't obligate anything. The yeshiva is mechuyev to pay me. The only question is, the yeshiva is mechuyev to pay me. The Torah requires of the balabos to pay the poilim. Torah requires that they should pay the shivui hapu'ula. So if you don't determine in advance what's going to be the salary, so the shivui hapu'ula is pacha shiva poilim. You don't know how much it is. The going rate, they're different going rates. So he has the right to get away with paying pacha shiva poilim. If he made up in advance, it's not that he accepted upon himself to pay $500,000 to pay more than the going rate. No. We were koveya that the shivui hapu'ula of my job is $500,000. So if we made up in advance, he should pay me $10 a year. It's not that I was moichel on everybody else gets more, and I agreed to do work for $10 a year. I was moichel, I was mevata. Not a mevata. We made up that the shiva hapu'ula is $10 a year. So if you made up in advance to be some tremendous amount, exaggerated, way more than everybody else gets, or way less than everybody else gets, it's not that that's what he that's all he obligated himself to. No. We will cover what the shiva hapu'ula is, then the Torah is mechayev that he should pay the shiva hapu'ula. One could argue the point and say that Tchivas Poelim is not a Hischaivas Midas. It's a Chiv that the Torah imposes upon people. And that's why the other Rishonim didn't agree with the Chachmi Pervant. That's why they think that Tchivas Poelim is subject to Kam Levi Derabbanan. It could be that Halvoy, even the other Rishonim would agree. That's a Shaila. If a fellow smoking a cigar on Shabbos and he borrows $1,000,000 and he promises to pay back. So is it shaykh to say that according to Rashi and Tosis he's still going to say come by the rabbi in such a case, even though it's mamash his chayvus midas? So maybe Rashi and Tosis only said it by his chayvus poilim, because the other chayvus poilim is not a his chayvus midas. Maybe by an outright halvor or dmei amekach, I buy an automobile on Shabbos b'aveira and I'm mechal the Shabbos at the time. They say I don't become mechayv to pay the dmei amekach. Maybe there you have to say he does become mechayv to pay the dmei amekach. So that's the question, how do you read this Gemara? Because the Gemara said over here, when the Ganef takes the $50 from the Lakeach, and he says, by my accepting the $50, I hereby obligate myself to either deliver the goods to you, the Shor V'Seh, or to reimburse you the $50. So the Chor, that's a Hischaivus Midas. And nonetheless, Rashi and Tosfos say that you cancel, the Chi of Tashlumin is canceled because of Kam Levi Derabbanan. The Chachmei Parvanz quoted by the Meiri says, you don't say Kam Levi Derabbanan, that's a Hischaivus Midas. So how do Rashi and Tosfos disagree? The Ganef takes $50 worth of Tainim, and he says, by my accepting the money, I'm obligating myself to either give you, deliver the goods that I promised, the Shor V'Seh, or if it turns out that the deal falls through, I don't have any Shor V'Seh, for some reason or another, I'm going to give you back the money. So isn't that outright the Hischaivus Midas? How can Rashi and Tosfos disagree? So it's not the simple reading of the Gemara. Sounds like Rashi and Tosfos do disagree. Even by Hischaivus Midas, they also say, come Levi Derabbanan. That's a Pella. Do we find any other differences in halacha between a Hischaivus Midas and a Chiyuv Mamon that the Torah imposes? That the Chachmei Parvanz claim that's what the Gemara is saying over here. That Kam Levi Derabbanan only applies when there's a Chiyuv that the Torah imposes. That's called Mishum Risha Achzat Machayv Ve'at Machayv Mishum Shtei Rishios. You only call the Tashlumi Mamon Arisha if it's a Chiyuv Mamon that the Torah is imposing. But if the chiv that the Torah, that the person accepts upon himself is chayvus midas, how can you call that a risha? Yeah. So are there any other areas in halacha where the din distinguishes between his chayvus midas as opposed to a chiv that the Torah imposes? So we do have, the Gemara has a discussion whether achrayis, whether shibura deraisa, shibura lav deraisa, there's shibura guf, and a person borrows money, he's mukhif to pay back the money, that's shibura guf. But then in addition to shibura guf, there's a shibur nechasim. When he borrows money, kol nechasim mishibadim lechov zeh. So you can even, the shibur nechasim enables the malva to collect from the lekuchas. Even if the loivim will sell a karkos to a lekech, and the lekech never borrowed the money, so what right does a malva have to take away the karkos from the lekech? He doesn't have a shibur guf on him, he didn't borrow the money. He has a right to collect based on Shibud Nechasim. So Gemara has a whole machlekes where the Shibud Nechasim, this whole institution, is that a din deraisa or din derabban? So at one point the Gemara suggests a distinction, and the Rabbeinu Chananel paskens like that. Tesis in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel, quotes the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, who makes this achra based on the Gemara. that if it's a hischayves midas that the Torah, the person accepts upon himself regular loive, then she put a lav derais. Shiv nechasim is only the rabbana. But if it's a lo baksilva bater kiksilva bishtar damya, so then it, when the Torah imposes a chiyuv, it's even stronger. So then you'd say shiv nechasim is derais. So you see that there is such a svar in the Gemara to distinguish between hischayves midas as opposed to lo baksilva bater. When the Torah imposes the chiyuv, it's stronger. Do you have any other areas? So the some say al pi pashtus that there seems to be a difference between hischayves midas as opposed to chiyuv that the Torah imposes with respect to less than a shavu pruta. If I mazik you less than a shavu pruta, chovel b'chaver pachas bin shavu pruta, so the Mishnah say I'm not mechuyev to pay. The Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv mamon of less than a shavu pruta. But if a person goes to the candy store and he buys a piece of candy, which they usually sell 5 for a penny. He buys a little gumdrop. So they sell 5 for a penny. He says he wants to buy one. So he becomes b'chiv to pay a fifth of a penny. And he is b'chiv to pay. How is he going to pay a fifth of a penny? We'll have to figure it out. How is he going to pay up the money? In America, we don't have anything less than a penny. But he's b'chiv to pay. I'll have to pay with shavu kesef. A chiv that the Torah imposes, that you have mishnayos all over the place. Chayvel mazik and so on. The Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv of less than a shavu pruta, but if it's a hischayves midas, then the chiyuv is even chal on pachas from shavu pruta. You have other areas of halacha where we distinguish between milva ksuva b'Torah as opposed to milva shein ksuva b'Torah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik learned on the first daf in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, machlokes, and the Rambam paskens like this, the need for a bezna of shlosha smuchim only says in Chumash in the parsha of gzeilus v'chavolos. So the Rambam paskens like that opinion tomorrow. Only gzeilus v'chavolos need shlosha smuchim. In any case of hoidos v'chavolos is enough chad nami kosher. You don't need shlosha smuchim. Chad nami kosher. One is kosher also. There's no need for shlosha smuchim. So what's the definition of hoidos v'chavolos as opposed to gzeilus v'chavolos? Rav Soloveitchik thought based on this me'iri on daf samach on daf ayin on base. He thought that that's the definition over there. The gzeilus v'chavolos means any case where the Torah imposes the chiyuv upon the person. So then the Torah only imposes it if you have a bezna of shlosha smuchim paskening that the parsha in the Chumash applies it. But if it's a milva shein ksuva b'Torah, the person accepted the hischayves on his own, out of his own free will, he accepted the obligation, then you don't need a bezna of shlosha smuchim to declare, to proclaim that the pasuk in the Chumash applies to him. He accepted the chiyuv upon himself. So then you should say Chad Nami Kosher, Bezna Vechad is also good. So this is the Shitas Chachmei Parvans. They have a whole new pshat in the Gemara. That Kom Lebe De Rab Mine simply doesn't apply by Schiris Poelim, and it doesn't apply by the case of Akkoitz Teinim Eteinos, because that's a Hischaivis Midas. The Ganav takes the $50 worth of Teinim from the field of the Lokeach, and by accepting the tainim, he says, I'm going to either deliver the goods, deliver the shorvus, or I'm going to give you back your money.
How did I learn the Gemara? How did they learn the Gemara? That's first the Lishna Basra, Lishna Kamadet said, did you say Kamadet?
First the Gemara said, you say Kamadet, but they're Amenet. That's how they shlugged up Rami Bacham. Then it says, Rava says, Leolim Kirami Bacham. Es an astar fila bo'alimo. Period. That's the end. So what does it mean? Why is that true? Because that's a hischayves midas. And this is also a hischayves midas. So Kamal Ramin, it doesn't apply. So they don't have the whole rest, the whole six lines following. They just don't have any Gemara. And the Taka doesn't sound like it's Loshan HaGemara. It sounds like it's a Loshan from the Rabbanan Savarai. So usually the Rabbanan Savarai are explaining what the Gemara said. So here it's a question. Maybe they explained wrong. So that's the Niri has the Chachmi Provence have such a new sheet. But there was a while, there was a period of time before Rav made a Tchiyas HaMesim on the Pshat of Rami Bachame, so the Gemara was offering different suggestions. What case is the Braisa talking about, that it says in the Braisa the Gon of Amocha B'Shabbos is covered with the Ptur of Kam Levi D'Ramen? Why is it Kam Levi D'Ramen? So the Gemara says, El Omer Apap, Rapap says a different Pshat, B'Amalo Yizrok Nei V'Secha V'Chetzri, V'Tikne Li G'Nei V'Secha. The Lekech tells the Ganef, throw your behemoth, the shorva said that you stole, throw it into my field, and I'll be koina yidei kin yechotzer. And by his being koina yidei kin yechotzer, that constitutes tvocha o mechoro, that's mechoro. And then the ganef becomes mechuyev to pay dalad vehei. So the Gemara said, this is kamle, Rapapa said, this is a kamle v'derab minei. at the same moment the ganav becomes mechuyif to pay dalad vehei, the ganav is mechal Shabbos because he picked up the Shabbos there from the Rishus HaRabim and he threw it into the Rishus HaYochid of the Lakeach. So since it's biyidno, so that's kamlei b'dirabnei. But it's only kamlei b'dirabnei if it's biyidno b'vasachas. If the chiyav misa precedes the chiyav mamon, the chiyav misa follows the chiyav mamon, there's no kamlei b'dirabnei. There is one opinion, the Miri has such an opinion, that if the chiyav misa follows the chiyav mamon, then it's a lack of biyidno, and you won't apply kamlei b'dirabnei. But if the chiyav misa preceded, let's say, guys, mechal Shabbos, Shabbos parshas vayetze. So for the rest of his life, any hesek that he does, he's pata from paying. Because since he's already chayiv misa, so the chayiv misa patas him from any chayiv mamon from paying. If he makes the chayiv mamon today, tomorrow, the day after, and then it's bechal Shabbos, so then it can't cancel the chayiv mamon that exists already. But if the chayiv misa preceded the chayiv mamon, then it is called biyidna. Yeah, but that's not, the Ketzai says that that's against an often in Mishnah. There's an often in Gemara in the first paragraph in Erech, and he says there's a way to the easy way out of the kasha. But the Pashta says that we don't accept that. The only time it's come lebe the rabbine is when the chiyav mamon and the chiyav misa are biyidna, when they're simultaneous. So the Gemara asks over here, how is it biyidna? What's the problem? Rapapa says, rokinei v'secha lechetz v'tikna liginei v'secha. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Chotzer is kaina. So the chotzer of the lakech is kaina de sharvase. Not only is chotzer kaina, avir chotzer is also kaina. The avir chotzer is kaina up until the height of the mechitzas. That's a Gemara in Gittin that Tosis quotes. Let's say I have a chatzim and it has mechitzas that are 7 feet tall. But above, so if someone throws something on top, so the Tosis quotes a Gemara in Gittin that Abir chatzim is kaina only tachas mechitzas. Above the mechitzas is not kaina. Even though it's an Abish sofa lo nuach, it looks like the thing is going to land. It's a heavy shorbaseh. So when the ganav throws it over the fence and it's heading down, it's going to fall down. But nonetheless, it's still not called Chatz HaMishtamer. Only after it enters into below the height of the mechitzas, then it's called Mishtamer. So then the Avir Chatzar is kind of when it's below the mechitzas. But for Shabbos purposes, the Gemara says you have to have a Hanocha. So the Chil Shabbos only is completed later after the Shabbos Ali ends on the ground, when you have a Hanocha. You had an Akir B'Shus Rabban, Hanocha B'Shus Hayochid. That's a Malocha Deraisa, so that's why it's a Kam Lebin Derabmine. So the Gemara asks, where do you have biyidna? So the Gemara says, do you mean to say that this Braisa that says Vahatanya Pata, do you mean to say that Braisa follows Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Dama Klut and Kmishan Chadamya, that he holds that Yechai Misa because of Chilul Shabbos, even before the item that you threw into the Rishus HaYochid lands on the ground? Even when it's flying in the air, you still say Klut and Kmishan Chadamya. Why the Iker Rabban? And if you would say that we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. If the brisa goes the way the accepted opinion is, avir is kaine, avir chatzer is kaine. Once it's below avir chatzero, the avir chatzer is kaine while it's flying in the air, as long as it's below the height of the walls around. But until it lands on the ground, then it's not considered a Mechal Shabbos. So it's not biyidna. The Chiyav Misa follows the Chiyav Mamon. So it's not biyidna. So how can the Braisa call it Kamlei B'Dirabmine? So the Gemara answers, maybe the case is Ba'omer. The Lekech tells the Ganav, who's the Moicher, throw the Shabbos into my Chotzer, and I don't want to be kind of Ba'avir Chotzer. I don't, you can make up whatever you want. So he says, when it lands on the ground, I want to be kind of. When the Shabbos bounces on the ground, I want to be kind of. Don't be mocked to me the ganav until it lands on the ground. So then it comes out that the chiyav misa of the ganav with the kinyan, with the chiyav dalaveh, everything is simultaneous. So since it's biyidna, when it lands on the ground, the chiyav misa is completed, the chilul Shabbos is completed. When it lands on the ground, the kinyan takes effect, because that's what they made up in advance. You can make up whatever you want in advance. So therefore, it will be covered with a ptur of kam lebe derabmanei, because it's biyidna. Here, Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. There is a member of Rabovin, the Tosfos Dimra Mascha Le'inyan Shabbos. So they quote the member of Rabovin from Ksuvah's Daf Lamed Aleph. Rabovin has a Chiddush. Tzarek Chetz, Mentchilas Dal, Lelesov Dal, Vakarish Yerayim, Bahalichos, Potter. Akira, Tzarek Hanocha. There are two forms of in the list and the Mishnah and Dafa in Gimel and Masech Shabbos. The Mishnah lists off all of the Lamates of us. So the last one is Hamotzi Mishus Lushus. So Hamotzi Mishus Lushus is the person, the Ganav over here, throws the Shavasef on the Rishus Rabim and it lands into the Rishus Sayachat. That's literally Hamotzi Mishus Lushus. He takes from the Rishus Rabim and he puts it into the Rishus Sayachat. Then there's another kind of violation of Hoytzor. Hamara Dalaramis Bishus Rabim. Somebody carries Dalaramis in the Rishus Rabim. There's also a form of Motzi Mishus Lushus. So he says, Rabbovin says the Chiddush, somebody on Shabbos is Zark Ches in the Rishus Rabim. Tchilas Dalet, Lesov Dalaramis. The Korish Yiroi Mahalichosa. And he tears somebody's silken clothing hanging on the clothesline. So he shoots an arrow through the silken clothing on Shabbos. He's both Mechal Shabbos and a Mazik Bevasachas. So it's not exactly Bevasachas. The Chilas Shabbos is only completed when the arrow lands Chutz L'Daladamas. You need Akira and Havaras L'Daladamas, then you need a Hanach. And the Hezek occurs when it's Korish Yiroi Mahalichosa. As the arrow is flying in the air, it ripped someone else's silken clothing. So the Rabbovin raises a question, is that covered with the Ptura? Kom Levi the Rabbin, that it's not the Yidna. Because the Chiyuv Momin is Chal when the arrow rips through the silken clothing. And the Chiyuv Misa is only completed when the arrow lands. If you didn't have Anocha, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa Mitam Mechal Shabbos. So Rabbovin says in Chiddush that it is covered, Pavit, Pater. It's covered with Kam Levi Dirabin. He says, Alosh and why? The explanation is Akira Tzorech Anochu. So the Gemara there in Ksubis has a very crucial machloikis. What is the biur in Rabbovin's din? What did he mean to say by Akira Tzorech Anochu? So one opinion in the Gemara is that what he was driving at is that whenever you have a Chiyav Mammon and a Chiyav Misa that a Bechad Maisa, when he shot the arrow, it's irretrievable. The Gemara says, Alosh and La Motzi La Hadure. He can't retrieve it. He shot it and left out of his hands. So that's called Chad Maises. Even if it's not Biyidna, even though the Chiyav Mammon sets in when the arrow rips through the silken clothing, the Chiyav Mis only sets in seconds later, moments later when it lands on the ground. So it's not really Biyidna. The Chiyav Mis follows the Chiyav Mammon. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, it is called, it's covered with Kam Levi Derabim because it's Chad Maises. In order that the Chiyav Misa should cancel the Chiyav Mammon, it's sufficient either that it should be Biyidno or that it should be Chad Maisa, one or the other. So here the Gemara says, if Zorak Chetz, if Mava Chetz, Mentchilas Dalet Lesov Dalet, Bekorin Shiram Be'emtza, that's Motzi Lahadure. He's carrying a knife in his hand. He picks it up over here. He carries it through Dalet Amos and he puts it down over there. But he could have stopped walking and could have stopped carrying the knife any second along the way. So the Gemara says, according to one version, Rabbovin's then only applied by Zorak Ches. If he shot the arrow and he left his Rishus, he's no longer Shalit on the arrow, so that's called Chad Mais. If he's Marved Chetz B'Yodov, then the Gemara has one version that we would not apply Kam Levi D'Rabbine. The only reason we do apply it is because it's Chad Mais. Then the Gemara has another Lashon, not true. Even if he's Marved Chetz B'Yodov, and Tchilos Dalet, Vesov Dalet, Mavi biyado, it'll still be potter because of Kam Levi D'Rabbine. It's clearly not Chad Maisa. No, you don't need Chad Maisa. Rabbovin meant to say a different thing. You don't require Bi'idno that the Chiyav Mammon should be simultaneous with the Chiyav Misa, as long as the Chiyav Mammon is Bi'idno Bevasachas with the Mechayiv of Misa. The Chiyav Misa is only after you do an Akira and Havaras Dalet Amos and Hanochen. But so after you do the Hanocha, then the Chiyav Misa sets in. So the Chiyav Mammon set in when the Chetz ripped the Shirayim, and the Chiyav Misa sets in when it does the Hanocha at the end. But still, the moving Dalet Amos in the air, the flying Dalet Amos in the air, is part of the Mechayiv of Misa. You need an Akira, and the Havaras Dalet Amos, and the Hanocha. So that's the other Lashon the Gemara has. Not only by Zorak Chetz, Mischilas Dalet of Dalet, even Mavah Chetz B'Yodo, which you can't call, you cannot label as Chad Maisa, it's not that the Kam Levi D'Rabbine cancels the Chiyav Mammon because of Chad Maisa. It cancels because it's B'Yidno. But you don't need that it should be B'Yidno with the Chiyav Misa as long as it's B'Yidno with the Mechayiv of Misa. And that's what the Yor Sameach points out. He thinks that this idea of Rabbovin, if he say that it's B'Yidno of the Mechayiv of Misa, that it only applies to Chayvi Mises, wouldn't apply to Yontif, to Chayvi Malkius. Why? Because we hold, the Gemara has a din of Tana de Bechizkia, The Chayvim Nisa Shogigim, you also apply Kam like with the Rav Minei. So the Gemara has a Machlok, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, does the price of Tana de Bechizkiya, that the Loichi Lakdan in Shogig Lameizid, does that only apply to a Kam like with the Rav Minei where Misa is pattering Mammon? What if you have a case where Malkus is pattering Mammon? So where the Malkus patters Mammon is a Machlok, is a Mein HaChamim. That's on the next daf, and Ayin Aleph and Min Aleph. And the Gemara refers you to Baba Mitzia Daf Sarek Aleph Min Aleph, where they quote more barichas this machlek is Rab Meir and Nachachamim, where the chi of Malkus patas from a chi of Mammon. So the shayla is, we pass in that Malkus does pata from a chi of Mammon, but it's not the same as Misa. Misa patas from a chi of Mammon, even chayvi Misa shogigim. That's Tana Bechizke. And Malkus only patas from Mammon when there's really lemaisa chi of Malkus. If the toil mamish, there isn't going to be any chi of Malkus, so we don't apply Tana Bechizke to Malkus. So the Yosameach says, don't you see from that din that there are two different kinds of Kam Lebe Dirab Mine? By the Chi of Misa patterning from the Chi of Mammon, the theoretical Mechayev of Misa is enough to patter. Even though Bepoel Mamish, it's a Shogigim, so he's not going to get any Yonish Misa. The theoretical Chi of Misa means the Maisa HaMechayev Misa patters. Now, Shenikai Mamalkus, it's not enough if you have theoretically a Maisa HaMechayev. You have to have actually a Chi of Misa. If it will be actually a Chi of Malkus. And you have Chayvi Malkus Shogigim, so bottom line, there is no Malkus. So then we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan that there's no Kam Lebi Rav Minei. So then that's what the Yosameach says in the Sefer on the Rambam. If you learn the Pshat in Rabovin's Din, Zorak Chetz, Ventchilas Dal, and Sof Dal, the Korosh Yiran Baal Echasa is Potter. The Gemara had two versions. Why? Is it because it's Chad? The Gemara Ksubis has two Lashonis. Is it because it's Chad Maise, or is it because it's Be'idna of the Mechayev? So if he said that the word is Be'idna of the Mechayev, so then the Yosmech says, then it would only be relevant by Shabbos. By Yontif, where there's no Misa, there's only Malkus, so by Malkus, Chayvi Malkus Shogigim do not pata from Mammon. So what does that indicate? The Mechayev of Malkus doesn't pata. You have them actually a Chiyev of Malkus. It has to be Be'idna of the Chiyev. So Zorak Tches, Mitzchilas Dal, Lesof Dal, B'yontif will not be potter because of Kam Lev D'Rabni. Only B'Shabbos. Okay? Only B'Shabbos. The Miri here, the Shittim Gobetzes, quotes the Miri regarding the Kam Lev D'Rabni here. The Gemara keeps on insisting that it has to be B'idna. So the Miri raised the question, why does it have to be B'idna? But the Gemara had Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara had the din of Rabbovin, Torah Chetz Mitchilas Dal Safter. The Gemara had their two versions of what Pshat and Rabbovin is. So one version of Rabbovin is that since he's Zorak Chetz, he's Ein Biyodo LaHachazir LaMotzi LaHadure. So it's Chad Maisa. Whenever it's Chad Maisa, so the Chi of Misa patas from the Chi of Mammon, even though it's not the Yidna. So that's what the Rishonim ask over here. Tosfos ask and the other Shittim Kobetzes quotes the Kasha. Why does the Gemara here keep on harping on the Biyidna? Why don't you say that since it was Ayidei Chad Maisa, so you still apply Kam Lebi D'Rav Minei? So the Miri writes a funny lotion that by Dalet Vehei, you can't pata from Dalet Vehei based on Chad Maisa. He doesn't explain why not. So we made a suggestion. I'm sure there may be better suggestions. We gave a suggestion that maybe since the din is in Kol HaTarakula Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avere, with three exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is Tavach HaMachar. So maybe that's an indication that the Mechayiv to pay Dalet Behe by Tavach HaMachar is not so much the Maisa Tficha, the Maisa Mechira. That you should say it's all Chad Maisa. This Maisa is Mechayiv Misa, the same Maisa is Mechayiv Mammon, so Chad Maisa is Kam Lebe D'Rabbinei. No, if you would require the Maisa Tvich Mechira, then you should say Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avera. So it doesn't seem to indicate that in Kol HaTarakula Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avera, the Maisa Avera is what's Mechayiv me, the Malkus, the Onish, whatever. Masheni came by Dalet Vehei, it's the fact that the Tvich occurred on my behalf, and the fact that the Mechira occurred on my behalf. It's not, you can't call it Chad Maisa, because the Maisa is not what's Mechayiv. Perhaps. The Maisa is not what's Mechayiv. Anyway, Tosfos here is bothered with this kasha. Tosfos isn't asking from the angle of Chad Maisa. Tosfos is asking, Tosfos is assuming that the reason why it's Kam Lebi D'Rabbinei is because of the yidna of the ma'isa hamachayiv. So that's what they ask. Why does the Gemara here assume for Dava Pasha that that the yidna will not pater? The yidna will not, we will not apply kamalei b'dirab minei. We will not apply kamalei b'dirab minei. This, because it's not biyidna, so Taisa says, why not? But it's biyidna of the Mechayiv. That was their kash. So Taisa says, well, in Ksubitz it's a machlokes hamarav, not everybody agrees to Rabbah. That's what Taisa says. Mashem farsha ben atam, the Yevshem Nisar v'lag bar, Rav Yirmi disagrees with Rabbah, leis lag bar tzarech Nisar, v'adun leis v'akir tzarech hanoch, it's a machlokes, not everybody agrees to Rabbah. He dug up, the Rabbein atam had a pekiyas, so he dug up, he thinks there's an opinion in Ksubis that somebody, one of the Amaroim, disagrees with Rabbovin's there. So we mentioned that in the Sefer Halichas Elio, by Rav Soloveitchik's maternal grandfather, he gives a different teretz on Tosfos Kasha. And then they went and they printed this in the name of Chiddush Rav Chaim Halevi Mipi HaShmua, Al HaShas. A teretz that's printed in the Halichas Elio, so somebody said that Rav Chaim said it. Okay, could be. What was the teretz? So he distinguished. Whoever said it said the following story. The distinguish between Mabadal and Amas Bishus, the Rabbi is opposed to Motzi Mishus Lishus. The Gemara there in Ksubas and Daflam and Aleph quotes Rabbah, he's talking about Mabachetz, Mentchilas Dalla, the Sof Dalla, the Kurish Rai Malichos, is Mabadal and Amas Bishus Arabin. So by Mabadal and Amas Bishus Arab, there are three moments of Chiyuv. You need an Akira, you need a Havara Dal Amas, you need a Hanocha. So all three combined together, all three are a composite to make one big mechayiv. In order to be chayiv misa, you have to have all three. You have to have the akira, rishus achas, the habaras, and the rishus harab. You have to have the habara dal ramas. Then you have to have the hanoch. So if karishi raim mahalichos, if he rips silk and got him in the middle of the dal ramas, so rabbanan is mechadish. That's biyidna of the ma'isa mechayiv. But here the gemara happens that we're talking about moitzim mishus lushus. The ganav has the shorvis and the rishus harab. He throws it through the window, through the door, into the chotzer of the lokeach. So then the lokeach is kind of to here. So the Gemara pointed out, don't you have a problem over here? Doesn't it? Tosis pointed out the problem. The Gemara says that the chil shab is only completed when it lands on the ground, and the kin takes effect in the avir chotzer. So the kinyan precedes the chil shab. So if the kinyan precedes, then the chiv daladeh precedes the chil shab. How can you say that Chilul Shabbos that happens 2 seconds later is going to cancel the Chiyuv Mamon that already said in 2 seconds earlier? That was the Gemara's comment. The Gemara says, Hachmaskin, and he said, Tikning Gnevistecha Ad Shetanuach. He doesn't want to be kind until he lives. He can make whatever stipulation he wants. The Gemara thought originally they didn't make any stipulation. The answer, no, they made a stipulation, it's not Diyin. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos were bothered with the Kasha, even if it is Bizach Hazeh. True, the Chilul Shabbos is only completed when it lands on the ground. And the Kinyan Aganeva takes effect when it's flying in the air, because Avichotzer is also Kaina. So Tai says, but still, why don't we say, Akira Tzarech Anocha? In order to be Chayiv Mishum Chilul Shabbos, you have to have the Akira and everything in between and the Hanocha. So it's still be Yidna of the Ma'isa Machayiv. That was Rabbin and Tam's Kash. So that's what the Halichas Elio says. You don't necessarily have to say like the Rabbin and Tam that not everybody agrees to the principle of Akira Tzarech Anocha. The Gemara here goes, Shalok HaLocha. Because we really do pass like Rabbah. So the Halichas Elio says you can say a different teretz. That by Mavid al Aramis Bishus Arabim, there are three moments of Chiv. You need the Akira, the Havara al Aramis, and the Hanoche. So if it's Koreshi Rai Mahalichasa, if the arrow that the Mazik shot ripped some begodim, ripped some clothing that was hanging on the line in the middle of the Dal Aramis, then it's Be'idna of the Maisa HaMechayit. Mashenik and Agmar is going about Moitz and Mishus Lushus, so there are only two moments of Chiv that are crucial. The Akira, Bishus Achas, and Hanocha, Bishus Shnia. What happens in between is just a Hechitim to be Alma, that it should turn out that there's a Hanocha in a different Mishus. If I pick up the glasses over there, I put it all at the end of the other end of the table, so that even though it's way more than Dalar Amis away, but that's not Mavad Dalar Amis Bishus, that's in the Mishus Ayachit. So by Mavad Dalar Amis, you need three points of Chiv. You need Akira, Havara Dal Ramas, and Hanocha. By Moitz Mishus Lushus, just need two moments of Chiv. Akira Bishus Achas, and Hanocha Bishus Shniel. So maybe that's why in our Gemara, that's what the Halichas Elio suggests. In our Gemara, where we're talking about Moitz Mishus Lushus, so they're not going to say Akira Tzarech Hanocha. Because the Vort, he's assuming that Akira Tzarech Hanocha means that it's Be'idna of the Ma'is HaMechayiv. So by Moitza Mishuas Lushus, the in-between is only Hechitim Tzibiyam. It's not part of the Maisa Mechayim. As opposed to the Gemara Derek Silbis Daf Laman Alf, where they're talking about Marva Dal Rambis B'shus HaRabim. Marva Dal Rambis B'shus HaRabim, so you need all three moments of Chiv. You need the Akira and the Abara Dal Rambis and the Hanocha. So there the Gemara says that it'll be Biidna if the Chiv Mammon sets in the middle, then the Chiv Mammon with the Chiv Misa will be, the Mechayiv Misa will be Biidna.
What if the Chiv Mammon would set in between the 4th and the 10th hour? He went and walked a long time.
Yes, he wants to be medayik. Halichas Aliyah is medayik in Rabovin that he says, "Amavechetz mitchilas dalid lesof dalid." Only if it's korishirayim in the middle of the first dalid amos, he wants to say that if it's korishirayim after the first dalid amos, he won't be chay. So that's an interesting topic for discussion. One could debate the point. He says it's meduyik in the loshon haGemara like that. Mitchilas dalid lesof dalid. One could argue the point and say no, that dalid amos is the minimum. Less than dalid amos, not a malacha. But if you carried more than Dalaramis Bishus Arabim, so the whole Hemshech of Pez Dalaramis is also Mitztaref as part of the Maisa Mechai. Yeah, one can see room to argue with that point in the Halichas Eliyahu. Yeah, but then others point out that one who wrote up this writer and printed it B'Shem Rab Chaim in the Mipi HaShmua, if that's authentic, I don't know. So the one who wrote it over writes in parentheses that this whole biur of this from the Halichas Eliyahu is contradicted by the Balamor and the Ran and Matzecha Shabbos. What do they say? The Gemara says, all the malachas are derived in the Mishkan. Whatever was in the Mishkan is a malacha, but whatever was not is not a malach. But then the Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kamma, that's only for Ovis. But for Toldus, Ovis have to have been in the Mishkan. Ach Tavi B'Mishkan Chashibikor Aliyav, Ach Talav Mishkan Chashibikor Aliyav Toldus. Whatever is not in the Mishkan is a Toldus. Then you look in the Mishnah, so it looks like Mavad Al Ramis is an Av Malacha. How can Mavad Al Ramis be an Av Malacha? Where did they do Mavad Al Ramis in the Mishkan? So the Gemara, Dreis and Dreis, the Gemara finally says, Hilchus HaGmiri Lo. Gemara Gmiri Lo, it's Halacha L'Mashe Messina. That's how Rashi and Tosis learned, that there really was no Mavad Al Ramis B'Shus HaRam in the Mishkan, but it's Gemara Gmiri Lo. So there's a Ran quoting a Balamor, and the Ran expands a little bit on the Balamor. They say that there are two different types of Halachas L'Mashe Messina. Sometimes you have, let's say, Nisach HaMayim and Sukkis Halacha L'Mashe Messina. A whole new din that was never known before. The Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai tells us we have a tradition that there's a brand new din. The tefillin have to be square. A brand new din. Okay, it's not exactly. It says in Chumash you have to wear tefillin. So the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai is just telling you what pshat and tefillin is. What is it supposed to look like? Yeah, but let's say Nisach HaMayim is a whole new carbon that mamish doesn't exist in Chumash. So the Shaila is over here. This Mabed Al Ramas Bishus Rab didn't exist in the Mishkan. So it's a Hilchus HaGmiri Lo. What does it mean? That in addition to the 39 malachas which did exist in the Mishkan, there's a Halacha L'Moshe Messina, there's a 40th Eser, a Mavad Al Ramish, but Taka didn't exist in the Mishkan at all. Or should we say no? Then it should come out that by Mavad Al Ramish, you don't need Malachas Machsheves. Because Malachas Machsheves only says in Chumash with respect to the malachas and the Mishkan. But if you have a 40th malacha that's not based on the Mishkan, so you shouldn't really require Malachas Machsheves. Gemara said Beferish, you do need Malachas Machsheves even in Mavad Al Ramis B'Shus HaRam. So that's what prompts the Balamor with the Ran after him to say the following shot. That the Gemara says that the Mavad Al Ramis Gemara Gemira Lo Hilchus HaGemira Lo means that it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina, that it falls under the category of Motzei Mishus Lushus. Normally Motzei Mishus Lushus is you carry from Mishus HaYochid into the Mishus HaRam, or you carry from the Mishus HaRam into the Mishus HaYochid. But if you carry Dal Ramis in the Mishus HaRam, put it down, that's not Motzei Mishus Lushus, it's in the same Mishus, that's Mavad Al Ramis. So where is the Mokar in the Mishkan? There was no Mavad Dal Ramis. The Gemara says no. Hilchus HaGemiri Lo, that Dal Ramis Saviv HaChefetz is Mekomo Shel HaChefetz. So if something is sitting in the street, if I pick it up and put it down over here, I moved it within the same Mishus. If I pick it up over here, I put it away 5 Amos away, that's considered Motzei Mishus Lushus. Because only the Dal Ramis Samach LaChefetz on Mekomo Shel HaChefetz. And if I move it Chutz Dal Ramis, that's Motzei Mishus Lushus. So then it comes out, if you accept that the idea of the Balamor and the Ran in Masechus Shabbos, the Ran is on the Rif, on Daf Ayin Gimel, and the Balamor is later on Daf Tzadik Zayin, Daf Tzadik Ches, where the Gemara says that Mavad Al Ramis is Motzei Mishus Lushus. Surprising, I don't think, the Ran doesn't quote it from the Balamor, but it's a verbatim. Apparently everybody knows that he didn't have to quote the Balamor, everybody had a Balamor. So they knew that he wasn't stealing it on his own. So according to them, it comes out that it's not like the Halichas Eliyahu says it's a fundamental difference between Motzei Mishus Lushus Mavdal Rabs comes out that every case of Mavdal Rabs also there are only two moments of Chiyuv. The Akira in this Rishus and the Anoch in the other Rishus. Because five Amos away is considered a different Makam. Mekom Mishalachef, it says Dal Rabs. If you're Moitzi, if you carry a Dal Rabs away, it's Moitzi Mishus Lushus. So the whole biur that the Halichas Aliyah gave, that by Mavdal Rabs, the three moments of Chiyuv. And the Yidna of the Mechayiv is enough to Pater. Hashem came by Moitzi Mishus Lushus, there are only two moments of Chiyuv. So in between, they can't have a kamla midrabbani. So this is only if you're assuming the whole beer of the halichas aliyah is only if one is assuming, not like the balamor and the ran. Okay, nishgefel. Most do not agree with the balamor and the ran. That's a chiddush what they wanted to say. And Tosis happens to quote a few Gemaras, just Yediyos about Kluta Kamishu Unchadamya. The Gemara introduced Rabbi Akiva's opinion that if you carry an object from the Mishus HaRabim into the Mishus HaYoch and it's flying in the air and it didn't land yet, so you say Kluta Kamishu Unchadamya. So Tosis says like this, for Kinyonim purposes, that Chotzer is Koina and Aver is Chotzer is Koina. So Chotzer is when I put the glasses in the Chotzer and it lands on the ground. That's Chotzer, here's the Chotzer, so this is Chotzer is Koina. When it's flying in the air, and it's going to land on the ground, that's Aver Chotzer, provided that you have walls that go up so high. If it's flying in the air above the walls, and it's going to fall, it's flying like this, and it's going to fall down, that's Aver Shesof Alon. If it's flying on the air, it's going to fly over the whole Chotzer, Aver Shein Sof Alon. So that's not, there's no Tfisus HaChotzer. But if it's flying in the air above the height of the walls, even though we can predict clearly that it's going to fall down on the ground, that's Aver above the height of the walls, that the Gemara Gittin says that Aver Chotzer is not Kinyan. Okay, so that's as far as the Chotzer, Kinyan Chotzer, and the Kinyan Aver Chotzer. Then for Klutik, Mishun Chadam in Hilcha Shabbos, basically quotes it's really a three-way machlekes. Our Gemara only recognizes Rebbe Akiva and Chachamim, so they quote from the Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Shabbos, that Rebbe has a third opinion. The Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Akiva partially, you only say Klutik, Mishun Chadamya on a Rishus Hayoch and Mekure. If it's a Rishus HaYochid that has a roof on top of it, then you say Klut the Commission of Chadami. Why? So the Lashon HaGemara is a strange Lashon. Basic Kiman de Mal Yadamya. I treat the house as if it were full of tables. People normally put the tables into furniture into a house that has a roof. If you don't have a roof, you don't put in tables. It's going to rain. It'll ruin the furniture. Even though in Eretz on the summertime it never rains, but still. So if you have a Rishus HaYoch and Mekure with a tikra on top, then you visualize the Rishus HaYoch as if it were basic and man the mal yadam, as if there were a table there, and the object that's flying in the air, you treat it as if it were sitting on top of the table. Then you say klutik mishun chadamya. But if it would be a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, then Rebbe's shita would be that you can't say klutik mishun chadamya. We pask, you never say klutik. Rebbe says you say kluta, but in a very restricted situation, only b'rishus hayoch and mekure. And Rebbe Kiva says it's not true. You even apply kluta in a rishus harabim. You don't even need that. It should be rishus hayoch. You even say kluta b'rishus chadam in rishus harabim. You can't say kluta b'rishus chadam if it's all the way up in the air over here, above asar tefachim in the rishus harabim has the status of a makom p'tur. So what is going to help to say kluta is kluta in a makom p'tur? But if you throw something in the Rishus HaRabim and it's going within the first ten tefachim above the ground, then you say, going to Rabbi Akiva, then you say Kluta Kmishun Chadamya. It's considered like Murach on the ground in the Rishus HaRabim. There's a Gemaris, that's what Taisa says. The three Shitas on Kluta. There's Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva is much more than Rabbi. Rabbi is very restricted, only Rishus HaYoch and Mekura. Rabbi Akiva says even Rishus HaRabim. And we pass the zero, that you never say Kluta Kmishun Chadamya. Okay, believe that tomorrow we'll continue on Ayin Aleph and Aleph.
When is the last day of Shir?
I think the last day of Shir is next Wednesday, and the final is next Thursday. I think so. Anybody know for sure? I think that's what it is. So we got.